Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Butch Butler Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is Championship Saturday. The Eaton Reds and the University Bulldogs for all the marbles today for the 3A State Championship. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson along with Bruce Dick here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. And, Coach, this is the one that everybody in the area has waited for. The Reds have a huge advantage today. We'll talk about that in a moment, but it's a great day for championship baseball.
Oh, what a lovely day in Greeley, Colorado. Butch Butler is immaculate, as always. And, Clark, I think these are the two teams the majority of the people thought at the beginning of the year would end up on the diamond today.
Well, they say in sports, Bruce, it's hard to beat a team three times, a good team three times. How about four times? Because University has lost to the Reds three times already this year. But the first two, University had them over a barrel. And the Reds had to come from behind in late innings in both of those wins in the regular season. And then the 12-2 win last Saturday. But this should be a great matchup between the two.
Well, that is the adage. It's hard to beat difficult teams after three or four wins. But it's hard to beat the Eaton Reds.
Sure. 48-3, their last, is that what we're on now?
I think they're 49-59.
49-3 now, yeah.
Yes.
49 out of 52.
They've been dominating. They've won games in every fashion. They've led from the beginning to the start. They've come back in the seventh inning to win. They've outpitched people. They've outhit people. They've been a dominant 3A high school baseball team.
Boy, no doubt about it. We'll see what happens today. Tate Smith, this is the thing for the Reds. You got to beat them twice today. That's already one thing they've got going for them. And the other thing is they pitched Jared McCormick yesterday. He was lights out. And it leaves Tate Smith and Mitch Haythorn, they're 1A and 1B today, all fresh and ready to go. So it's for University, more all hands on deck. They'll throw Riggs Towle, who really is turning into a superb pitcher as a junior. But for the Reds, I mean, they've got all things going for them. If you're University and you're Casey Miller, you just say, let's just go win one game. And then we'll turn around and see.
Let the chips fall.
Yep.
Yeah, you mentioned Jared McCormick yesterday's performance. There's coaches across the state saying, where's this kid been?
Right.
Because he would be our ace, no doubt, on our staff.
Yeah.
So great performance. Congratulations to him, man, senior. What a way not to finish his career yesterday, but on the mound, what a way to finish.
Boy,
it.
For sure. 6 2/3 innings, a two-hitter, one walk, 7 Ks, three players that reached base for Lutheran yesterday in 6 2/3 innings of work. So that's just masterful by the left-handed senior.
And the only reason he didn't get a seventh, game was the pitch count that they had to bring him out with two outs in the seventh inning.
All right, Eaton 27-2, University 24-5. We're playing for all the marbles today here. As we said, if the Reds win this first 11 o'clock game, that's it. They'll win the state title, their 13th of all time, their second straight. And for University, as we said, they need to win two today. If they do win the opener, we'll go about 30 to 40 minutes after the first game today, around 1:30 or 2 o'clock for game two. Let's do this. We'll break away for a second. Our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. Bruce and I coming back with more of the pregame show in a moment. This first time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want free gas? Head to Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or either of the U Fillets in Greeley or Eaton and enter to win a $100 gas card each week. Every visit, when you spend $15 or more and pay inside, you'll receive an entry for that week's drawing. While you're there, grab some made-from-scratch food at the Tatanka Grill. It's the perfect double play, free gas, and the best food on the road. For more information and to check out all the deals, visit them on Facebook at Kramer's Wedge Store.
Method Flow Products is the preferred source for oil and gas measurement products and service. We represent the highest quality manufactured products, provide custom fabrication, and have a turnkey service department for the commissioning of new equipment. We deliver each project safely and efficiently while providing superior quality products and services. Method Flow Products is proud to be a part of Northern Colorado and want to wish all of the athletes, regardless of sport, good luck the rest of the season. Call Method Flow Products at 970-528-0018 or methodflowproducts.com.
The Greeley Stampede is the biggest event in Northern Colorado, and KFKA will help bring all the action to life on the airwaves. This year, join me, Brian Gary, and Tanner Schwint as we broadcast each and every PRCA rodeo event live from the Greeley Stampede. Bull riding, bronc riding, barrel racing, and even mutton busting. Hear all the action right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Alan, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Field here in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, on a gorgeous championship Saturday here. Continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. The guru sitting next to me, Kevin Shea. I don't mean Bruce Dick. He just wins.
Absolutely
he
not.
He just wins. He just knows how to win. And I just sit here like an idiot, but Kevin Schaefer.
The encyclopedia
guy,
of Colorado sports right here.
Absolutely. And, boy, if we ever have to go to a millionaire or trivial pursuit about high school sports, Kevin Schaefer is going to be my guy. But, yeah, we're on NFHS today. So you want to go to watch the game as well as hear our radio broadcast today, NFHSnetwork.com. And then you search out CHASA, C-H-S-A-A, and you should be able to see the 3A championship game come up. I think $9.95 or something. You get on, you can watch and hear our broadcast, and it should be a terrific game today. So, more games, as we say. And for university, it's just play them one at a time, try to get the opener, and get to the second game. For the Reds, it's all just go out and win, get a championship, try to make it their 13th. 11 Jim Danley titles. This could be the second for Todd Hernandez coming up here today. Other games in Colorado today for state championships. Lyman and St. Mary's go for the 2A title today at CSU Pueblo. That's an 11 o'clock start just like ours. All these games I'm talking about this morning are 11 o'clock starts. 4A, Coach Ponderosa and Cheyenne Mountain. Ponderosa's in the driver's seat just like Eaton is. They only need to win once today, Cheyenne Mountain, at Vibe Stadium down in Colorado Springs. They'll have to beat Ponderosa twice.
Yeah, difficult task. Ponderosa has put themselves in that driver's seat, and it's difficult to beat the same team twice in a day. It's happened before, though, Clark.
Yep, that's why they play them. There's no question about it. Ponderosa beat D'Evelyn 8-2 yesterday, and Cheyenne Mountain dispatched Erie 9-2, and so that's the matchup there today. In 5A action, Broomfield got beat yesterday. Cherokee Trail beat them, so Broomfield goes back to the second game today, that 1:30 game. It's Cherokee Trail and Legacy in the opener to play Broomfield for the title in the second game today. You could have Legacy and Broomfield, a couple of FRL teams.
Hey, how about that? The Front Range League, outstanding season this year in 5A baseball, and very possibility to have those final two teams in the championship.
No question about it. So University and Eaton today on our field. University, or rather Eaton, has beaten University the last five meetings, and three times this year. So how often do you get to see a team or two rivals, the one and the two seeds too, by the way, meet for the fourth time in a season? And we talk about those three games, the first two games in the regular season. University had them over a barrel at the end, and the Reds came back and beat them in the last inning both times. Then on Saturday, last Saturday, here at Butch Butler. It was a 12-2 game, but I simply draw a line through it. 12 walks by the university pitchers. You're not going to beat anybody walking 12 guys. They had a little bit of an issue with walks again yesterday. We'll see what they do on the Hill today.
Yeah, that's going to be a key thing. But, Clark, you mentioned these two teams and their rivalry, you know, within their own league, the
sure.
Patriot League, their rivalry proximity. This is a little bit North Carolina Duke, a little UCLA, USC, and you can, you know, Alabama, Auburn
sure.
at the high
sure.
school baseball level. They don't like each other, but they totally respect each other.
And they're
friends.
On the field, yeah.
Yes.
I was talking to...
There's some friends from both teams. They play on the same summer teams and things like that. But when you put the two signs up there, you got Eaton on the left, you have University on
that's
the right.
right. That's right.
Man, there is a wall yep. in between that.
Yeah, that's one of the funnest things in high school sports is to play against friends of yours. I mean, on the field, on the court, whatever that looks like, you're going to go at each other. But then when it's over, you shake hands, you hug each other, and it's friends. I was talking to Jaden Stone's mom this morning, and she said Jaden and Logan Getting, university stud, they're the best of friends, and they were doing all this stuff about today's game and, you know, getting on and playing EA Sports about it and all good stuff. So it's a lot of fun right here today.
Absolutely. This what a dandy as we watch Eaton take their infield right now. Both these teams and their infield and outfield, they're so organized. Both coaches do a fantastic job preparing their teams during the week and pregame.
University comes in 24-5. They ran second in the Patriot League to the Reds, of course. They have won 10 out of their last 11 games. The only snag in there was the Saturday loss to Eaton. Casey Miller, how about this for a coach? 90-13 for Casey Miller in his 5 years, really 4 years with the COVID year shut down. But 90-13 and 2 state championships in 4 seasons, that's not a bad deal.
No, not a bad deal at all. And, you know, he's built a program. You know, they've always had a good program, but he's maintained it, keeps on building. Young players look up to the older players, and they're going to be good for years to come.
Yeah, even the year before Casey Miller came in, Tim Galindo was the coach. They were the number one overall seed in the tournament. That year, Faith Christian came down and beat him in that regional final. Landon Ford came down and pitched a beauty that year. Then you had the COVID year out there. So, really, Casey Miller, the university, let's say that as the number one seed, they go ahead and take care of business that year. The 2020 year during COVID, they look to be the best team in the state again. So what a run for university, no doubt.
Yeah, that was just a shame that year was canceled because they were.
I don't have to tell you.
I'm
about
not
that.
Going yep. basketball.
No, no,
I'm
no,
really
no,
not.
No,
but
no, no.
At least, you know, in basketball, the kids got to play a season.
Well, most
they
of it.
Did.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
Chassa made their illustrious decision to.
And you didn't.
Stop the
you
tournament.
Didn't need that ring.
And
you didn't need that
not
ring
where
anyway.
I was
so,
going.
Yeah, no.
But guys in that league that year that were senior, they didn't get a senior
That's
year.
That's right.
They
yep.
didn't get anything.
Completely missed it. Yep. All right, we're going to come back in a moment, continue with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. I want to thank another great sponsor, J9 Agencies and All. That's J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance, Mike and Janine Freeman, Terry Gertsch out there. Simply going to take care of you. Long time sponsors for us on Preps Radio, and we thank them. I look out at the beautiful Gould Park scoreboard out there as well. Flags are waving a little bit out towards left field today, but it's a gorgeous day for baseball, for championship baseball here in the state of Colorado. All right, we'll come back in a moment and continue with our pregame show. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey guys, it's Dylan Herr with Red Wing Shoes in Greeley, Johnstown, Brighton in Wyoming. And I just wanted to thank all of you for your business over the years. My grandpa started this journey over 50 years ago, and now my dad, brother, and I operate over 6 locations in Colorado and 2 in Wyoming. So I guess you could say our family has done something right when it comes to boots. Come see us at one of our locations near you today.
Ryan Gary here for Happy Life Gardens in Evans. They are on a mission to help us with all the materials and know-how to be successful in our gardening and landscaping projects. I went in to see Eddie and the crew with some questions and ideas for my yard. I was knocked out by how much they cared about what I was doing and made sure that I had what I needed for my project. They have everything you need to turn your yard into the oasis you've been wanting. Happy Life Gardens is also a steel dealer, so you can get everything you need to make your project a hit. Happy Life Gardens, 2037th Street in Evans.
You want Rockies talk you won't get anywhere else? Rockies Rundown with the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, and me, Tanner Schwinn, brings you a weekly look at the Colorado Rockies and will feature guests like Rockies manager Bud Black and players and team insiders.
The Rockies still have a ways to go, but I think it's fair to say that there's a freshness, there's a positivity.
Not only is KFK your NoCo home for the Rockies, we got you on talk surrounding the team. Rockies Rundown with Jerry Schimmel and me, Tanner Schwinn, Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, and 1310KFKA.com.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Stadium. It is 3A State Championship Saturday here. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez out in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. They will simply take care of you. Anything that you need along the irrigation lines, it is Alliance Irrigation in Kersey. All right. Well, what else can we tell you about this? How about Tate Chacon yesterday? That's what I loved. I saw Tate in the parking lot afterwards. And he was Willie Mays in center field yesterday.
Man,
what a
he made
couple
some
of catches, man.
Plays, Clark. And he just glides.
Yeah.
You know, he's sprinting, but it's just so athletic, and he just glides. And, boy, he's covering that center fielder like Willie Mays.
Yeah, no doubt. Our Journey Holmes play of the game yesterday was the smack over his head in center field yesterday in the first inning. And he went back and made a terrific catch in that ball game, and then I think that was Cast Combs who hit that, and then he made that play where how much ground did he make up from center to right center on the track, on the run, making that running catch yesterday, too?
I was listening.
Oh, you were.
That's
you were gone
right.
by that time.
I was listening. And it sounded like he covered a Whew. Ton of ground.
Yep, and as you said, he just kind of glides to the baseball, so it's good stuff. We've had so many great center fielders to watch in this Patriot League over the last couple of years.
We have.
I mean, with Nolan Johnson last year at UH, you got Jaden Stone for the Reds out there in center field who covers a ton of ground as well. So
Zach Cook at Resurrection.
Zach Cook, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we've been blessed with great center fielders out here for sure. All right, let's get to the starting lineups. The Reds are going to be the visitors today via the coin flip. So Eaton will be the visitors. UH will be the home team. And for the Reds, who have won 12 straight, 22 out of 23. They're 49-3 their last 52 baseball games, and you have to go beat them twice today. So don't even look at that. If you're UH, you can't look at that big picture. You just have to look at one game at a time.
And even inning by inning.
Yep.
Let's just go win it.
Go win an inning. Yep.
Pitchers, we need to throw strikes this inning. Hitters, we need to have good approaches. You can't look at the outcome. You have to enjoy the process.
For the Reds, same basic lineup they've had all year. Benny Richter will lead things off and play second base, the Augustana commit. Jaden Stone will bat second and play center field, two of the best guys at the top of the order. It's what I love when Eaton and University play is boy, oh, boy. I mean, the lineup is great throughout, but the top two hitters, you get Richter and Stone to set the table for the Reds. You get River Jackson and Greg Garza to set the table for UH.
And Stoney, Jaden Stone, he's a Hastings College
commit. That's right. That's right.
You know, so we have the top three in that lineup. I've already decided where they're going to college.
Ryder True is just trying to figure out what sport he's going to play,
right.
He'll adopt the college.
He's going somewhere because he can kind of pick his ticket, whether it's football or baseball.
Walker Martin will hit third, the Arkansas commit. He's got to come back and have a boring senior year as the starting quarterback, probably the leading scorer on the basketball team, and then he's going to Arkansas to play baseball. So, yep, he's going to have some fun coming up. Ryder True, the state's RBI leader, and picked up a couple more yesterday. So Ryder now with 53 ribbies. Walker Martin's got 51. They're battling it out. You know, down deep, they're probably going, hey, I'm going to battle you today and try to win it. But Ryder will hit fourth. Tate Smith on the hill today. If Tate has his command, it's going to be tough for UH.
That's the key to Tate, man. Command. He's great fastball, excellent slider, off-speed curveball. It's just a matter of command and limiting those free passes.
Tate at the plate had his fourth triple of the year yesterday, and one for three with that triple and an RBI. So as the Reds only had seven hits yesterday in the win over Lutheran, but they made the most of them for sure. Dirk Duncan, the best two-out hitter in the state. He's playing third base for the Eaton Reds today. Then Garrett Garrison just had a terrific year as a sophomore. Love watching this guy play.
He's just a kid you love to watch on the mound. He has a great approach at the plate. Anything on the outside portion, he's going to try to drive the ball between right and center field. Gets a slow curveball yesterday. Drills it to left field. Great approach at the plate for the sophomore.
Mitch Haythorne will hit in the eighth spot and play first base, and Mitch will be the guy they go to in game two if they need him to start.
What a luxury.
Yo, no kidding.
And Garrett Garrison has 51 pitches
left. He
does.
Yep.
He can come back on the mound.
Either side, first game or second game, you bet. Gunnar Duncan hits in the ninth spot, the sophomore catcher who has really done most of the catching duties for the Reds this year and has had an outstanding season. For University, Casey Miller, 90-13, two-time champion. The Dogs are 24-5 this year, ran second in the Patriot League to the Reds, and we'll see. They've won 10 of their last 11 games, the only snag in there to the Reds last Saturday. River Jackson leads off. He plays shortstop for this University team. Greg Garza hits second and plays second base. Logan Getting will bat third and play right field. The sweet swing of Logan Getting, always fun to watch him play, right?
It sure is. His approach, just that left-handed swing, fun kid to watch on the diamond.
Parker DeSparty gets the day off in the field after getting the win in relief yesterday, and Parker was terrific. 3 1/3 innings in relief. He gave up four hits, but just one earned run, and held the Sterling Tigers at bay when the Tigers had come and got that lead yesterday in that wacky baseball game. So Parker DeSparty hits fourth. Cannon Padilla will hit fifth and play third base. Riggs Towell, love the junior, keeps the ball down. He dots the corners. This kid, I think, as a senior next year, is going to be one of the best pitchers in the state. Riggs Towell on the mound. Can't wait to watch him throw today.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, key, as we've talked about with University pitching, getting up there, throwing strikes, not giving any free passes.
Connor Weber is going to hit in the seventh spot and play left field. The sophomore, Connor Weber, yesterday, 2 for 4, a double, and 2 RBIs. He continues to swing a hot bat.
Yeah, he really is. Impressive sophomore on the field.
Tate Chacon will hit in the eighth spot. We talked about him in center field. And Dalton Yates, the sophomore catcher, back behind the dish. We talk about Gunnar Duncan handling most of the duties this year for the Reds. Dalton Yates has done that for the Dogs.
Oh, he's done terrific. Two young catchers today. You know, two sophomore catchers that handle their pitching staff incredible. And surprise you at the plate, too, and have a little pop in their bat.
All right, let's get the pitcher's numbers for you. I haven't put them on my card yet, so we'll kind of get them as we go here. Tate Smith for the Reds. Look at the Tater Tot, 7-1 this year, 2.86 ERA. He makes his 11th appearance of the year, 41 2/3 innings for Tate. 28 hits, 26 walks. That's been the issue, the 26 walks and 41 innings. If he keeps that down, he's next to impossible to beat.
Exactly. You know, we talk about this at every level with pitchers, but such a key. When that ball is down and on the edge, almost impossible for high school hitters to adjust.
For the Bulldogs, Riggs Towell, the junior, 3-0, 2.94 earned run average, makes his 10th appearance of the year. 31 innings, 31 hits, and 15 walks, so in a whip of about 1.33. 34 Ks in 31 innings, but I think Riggs Towell has really improved towards the end of the year.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's just become an ace on the mound, and his performance against Lutheran a week ago where he shut out the Lions, that's been one of the most impressive performances in this state tournament thus far.
No question about it. I want to thank a couple of our great sponsors. How about SOAR? Stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. So, SOAR will deliver the training for your high school athlete to dominate regardless of sport. Also want to thank Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, our pregame show sponsor. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at ProactiveColorado.com. First pitch, our J9 Agency's first pitch is right around the corner here. Championship Saturday here, the 3A State Championship. It's University and Eaton. Everybody wanted to see this one. You guys get to hear it or see it. Remember, you'll want to watch it. NFHSnetwork.com. Go there right now. Search for CHASA, C-H-S-A-A, and then search for the 3A State Championship game for a mere $10. Not only can you hear our broadcast, you can watch the game as well today. All right, we'll come back in a moment. The J9 Agency's pitch is next. 3A State Championship is next. After the anthem, we're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off!
Live from Butch Butler Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it's 1310 KFKA Preps Radio's coverage of the 3A State Championship. It's Championship Saturday. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Coach, here we go. It's time to buckle the seatbelts, right?
Nothing better than a state championship, Clark. Never had the opportunity to participate in a state championship as a player.
As a player, okay. You did happen to win one at Green Mountain in 1992.
Happened to have been very blessed to be able to participate in a few as a coach. There is nothing like it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I never got the sniff of a state title or anything like it in high school. For these kids, I mean, what a day. This is going to be a memory they'll never forget about.
Yeah, and I tell people from Eaton, don't take this for granted.
No.
Because, wow, there are 49 other 3A schools.
That's right.
That have been dreaming to be here. And today it's down to Eaton and University. But, boy, so blessed for these teams to have the opportunity to play for the ring.
Boy, no question about it. So the Reds, as we said, the defending state champions, they've won 12 titles, 11 for Jim Danley, 1 for Todd Hernandez. Todd's going after the 2 today, and you got to beat them twice. And I don't mean to keep harping on it, but the Reds are in just the perfect spot to go ahead and take care of business. It'll take a yeoman's effort today from University. Riggs Towel on the hill for the University Bulldogs, the junior. It'll be Benny Richter, Jaden Stone, and Walker Martin for the Reds to open things up. Get ready for championship baseball today. All right, Richter stands in now, the Augustana commit. Riggs Towel looks in, first pitch of the ball game. The junior kicks and deals, and it's hit into right center field, base hit. In to pick it up is Logan Getting, the right fielder, and the Reds are in business here in the first inning on the first pitch.
Well, do you think Benny Richter had the aggressive sign right there? Man, he was ready for a fastball, and he drills it to right center for a leadoff single.
Richter 1-for-3 with a run batted in yesterday in the win over Lutheran, and he starts things off for the Reds in a big way. And here's Jaden Stone, another of the Reds' table setters. Towel comes back. First pitch on the way to Stone is outside. Here's a throw by Yace down to first, and they drive Richter back to the bag.
I don't think that was a pitch out, but it almost gave the indication of a pitch out outside. But Ben Richter staying home on the square around by Jaden Stone.
68 stolen bases for the Reds this year. That's a little over 2 a game. 21 steals for Richter. He's the team leader. Pitch to Stoney is in for a strike with a fastball.
Yeah, I think Stoney just kind of squaring up, seeing if Tal's going to throw another ball off the plate.
Stone at 449, 54 runs scored this year. That's number one in the state. Towel at the belt, looks over at first where Richter is, and the pitch to Stone is a breaking ball, just missed outside.
Had a lot of break on that pitch, tried to come back door corner to the outside, but just left it out a little too much.
Two balls and a strike defensively for the Dogs. Cannon Padilla and River Jackson left side of the infield. Greg Garza and Gunnar Ponzer on the right side. It's Connor Weber, Tate Chacon, and Logan Getting left to right in the outfield. Dalton Yates, the catcher. There's a bluff at first. Now a bunt foul. Trying to look at it was Cannon Padilla, the third baseman, but it falls foul. And the count goes to 2-2 now.
I was thinking that was a very good count to steal on, and I saw Ben bluff it, and I thought at first he was actually going.
Two balls, two strikes to Jaden Stone. Benny Richter at first after the leadoff single. Riggs Towle, the junior, at the belt, checks the runner. There goes Richter, and the pitch is up, and no, not even a throw or a chance by Dalton Yeast right there, a steal for Ben Richter.
On the 2-2 count, Towle tried to come again with that backdoor curveball, but left it outside the plate.
So 3-2, the Reds already with a runner in scoring position. And guess who's coming up? The two RBI leaders in the state, Walker Martin and Ryder True. Here's the pitch. That one fouled away left side. Padilla's going to have a look at it, but this should get back out of play, and it does. Well, the Bulldogs have to figure out a way today. They've lost five straight meetings to the Reds. They need to win twice today. As we said, the Reds have only won 49 of the last 52 ballgames, so it's a yeoman's battle. It's an uphill battle today for the University Bulldogs, but that's why we're here. Richter with the lead. The pitch to the plate is ball four. Down to first goes Stone, and here come the Reds, Bruce. Two on and nobody out.
Well, what they've been doing all year, the table setters are on. Benny Richter gets a nice single to start. Jaden Stone, a really good at bat, drawing the base on balls. But we get back to that, Clark, that University pitching. Free passes.
Yep. Yeah, they've got to figure out a way to limit that today, no doubt. You cannot give the Eaton Reds chances on the base paths, or they're going to beat you. All right, here's Walker Martin, Arkansas commit, hitting .542. Eight home runs. That ties him with two other guys for the state lead. That pitch is up in the zone. Crazy thing about Walker is the first 13 games this year, no home runs. The last 16 games now, eight home runs. He has really opened it up.
And we see Walker Martin in the box. A pitcher wants to be careful, and you just can't nitpick too much.
Towle comes back, and the 1-0 fouled away against the screen. It's even, a ball and a strike here.
Riggs Towle has to maintain being aggressive. Challenge hitters, throw strikes, depend on your defense. Try to induce Walker into a ground ball here.
51 RBIs for Walker Martin. That's number two in the state. The guy in the on-deck circle has 53. He's number one, Ryder True. What a 3-4 combination. Towle at the belt here. Riggs comes back, and the 1-1 pitch is up in the zone. Two balls and a strike here to Walker Martin. And not the start so far for Riggs that he wanted. And usually when I see him on the dime, he's throwing low. He's keeping the ball below the knees. And here he's up in the zone so far.
I think he's just trying to be too careful right now to Walker.
All right, two balls and a strike here to Walker Martin. Pitch on the way from Riggs, and that's ripped right back up the middle, base hit. Tate Chacon in to pick it up. We'll see if Richter's going to score. The throw is all the way to the plate, and Richter's in to score.
And we have a tie, Clark, for the RBIs.
Still down one.
Oh,
53-52.
53-52. I thought he was one down. I jumped the gun a little bit. What a rip to center field by Walker Martin.
No doubt about it. Just continues to hit.
Just hit that ball hard.
Walker was 0-2 yesterday, so good to see him rip one, get back on the dime right there. First and second for the Reds, still nobody out. And here comes Ryder True now with a run in for the Reds. Reds would love to make short work of this day. University just wants to stay in there right now. Here's the pitch and almost a half swing right there. That's a strike. Good breaking pitch by Riggs Towle.
And we've seen a lot of pitchers try to start True off with that slow curveball.
Martin to lead over at first. Jaden Stone's at second base for the Reds here in the first inning. Riggs Towle comes back, and the pitch is inside corner for a strike. Looked like Ryder was almost backing off of the plate on that one.
Yeah, I think Ryder thought that was down, borderline pitch, and Rigstel gets the benefit of that to make it 0-2.
No balls, two strikes. The junior right-hander now going to get off the rubber for a second to give time for Ryder True to back out of the batter's box. Reds have won 12 in a row and 22 of 23. Only loss in there was the meaningless 9-8 loss to Lutheran in the last of the regular season. That pitch inside, did it hit him? No, I think they're going to say he didn't move out of the way, and Todd Hernandez is going to come down and have a word about it. I agree with this. I don't think Ryder True, I in fact think he might have leaned into it with his shoulder a little bit. And they're going to have a word now. The home plate umpire and Hernandez will talk about it. So I think that goes as a strike, if I'm not mistaken. Riggs tried to go inside. That's a quick word for Hernandez. I think he agrees. So a ball and two strikes is the way they're going to go right here. Casey Miller out to talk to the umpire as well.
Well, Casey was hoping that would be a called strike.
It was.
It hit him as the ball was outside the plate, and it goes as a ball.
Oh, I thought it did go as a ball. I thought that was a strike call. Didn't think if you intentionally get in front of the baseball, they're going to call a strike on it. All right, I learned something. Here's the pitch. That one misses away. So two balls and two strikes now.
And Ryder really crowds that plate right now. And anything on the inside, he's going to have to really get around on it, which he has all year.
Big hitter for University right here defensively. Can they get out of this without any more damage? Here's Towell delivering, and the curveball's way up in the zone.
Well, 0-2 count, and now we're at full. Ryder True works the count, 3-2.
So three balls, two strikes. Jaden Stone's at second base. Walker Martin with an RBI singles over at first. Benny Richter's already on the bench, having scored a run. Towell's payoff pitch, the 3-2, didn't get him. It's outside, ball four. First four hitters for the Reds all have reached base. Bruce, two of them, free passes.
Free passes, base, two base on balls. This is after last week issuing 12 walks to the Reds. Rigstel just has to take a deep breath, get that composure back, and challenge Tate Smith here.
Base is full of Reds. Nobody out, a run in here. Boy, University doesn't need to make it any tougher on themselves today. It's already a hill to climb. And here they are in the first inning in a world of trouble. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit, left field by Ryder True. Here comes Stoney to score. Walker Martin's right behind him. It's 3-0 Reds. And guess who? Tate Smith on the hill gives himself a 3-0 advantage.
Tate says, I want to go out with just a little bigger lead right now and make sure he does his job knocking in two runs. Clark, we still don't have an out.
We do not have an out. Boy, this is not – I go back and look at some of the finals, some of the championship games in 3A over the last 5 or 6 years. Remember University beating Lamar 21-2. Remember Valley beating Eaton 17-1 in the championship. So just it's like the Super Bowl. Just because it's the final game doesn't mean it's going to be close.
Now, and that's what happens a lot of times in high school as you run out of pitching.
Yep, that's right.
These teams – have depth in pitching, so we didn't anticipate a game like that, but the Eaton Reds are determined to change that.
Casey Miller up outside the dugout right now, as if he's going to come out and talk to Riggs here in a sec, but we'll see. Base is loaded, and here's Dirk Duncan. Dirk just has to pretend it's two outs and he's in a good world right now.
Well, he did that yesterday. He got up there with one out. And
I said it was two outs, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you kind of tried to give him the good karma.
0-1 here to Dirk. Here's the pitch by Towell. That one fouled away right side and out of play. So quickly 0-2. It's what Riggs needed to do, get ahead in this spot.
Yeah, and he was ahead of Ryder True 0-2. He has to finish this batter off.
Infield pretty much back at double play depth. Greg Garza at second base is in about middle of the dirt. UH trying to temper the tide here. This one hit down the right side and foul. Given a look at it, was Logan Getting.
Boy, good at bat. That's just a good swing on that pitch by Dirk Duncan. And just a little more out in front, and he's has a double down the right field line.
Dale Hughes, the hitting coach for the Reds. So many Reds just so good at going the opposite way, going with the baseball. No balls, two strikes. Towell comes back, and the pitch here to Duncan, and he hit him He just laid him
up. 1-2 count. You have the hitter in the hole, and you give up the give it up with a hit batsman.
So the bases are loaded. Another run comes in for the Reds here. I take that back.
No.
That just loads him, yeah. Still 3-0. You've got Ryder True over at third. Tate Smith got a courtesy runner. It's Brogan Barr who's out at second base. And Dirk Duncan over at first. But, boy, six hitters in and yet to record an out for University.
And here comes Mr. Double,
yep.
Garrett Garrison.
Yep.
Garrison had terrific at-bats yesterday.
Sophomore who was freshman year was over at Berthoud High School. Red's got a gift here, man. Him coming over to Eaton, holy cow. Big boy steps in right now. 2-for-2 yesterday for Garrett. Pitch on the way here, and that one's down low for a ball. So 1-0, nowhere to put him.
And Clark, out of the first six hitters, you know, we have two base on balls and a hit batter.
Yeah, it's what we've talked about all year long, Bruce. And then certain teams, you just can't do that against, or you're going to find yourself in a big, big valley. Here's the pitch on the way, the 1-0. Garrett, and that one got away, bounced away from Dalton Yeast. It's a wild pitch. Everybody moves up. The Reds lead 4-0. Well, this is not the start that Casey Miller and all of the Bulldog players envisioned in their sleep last night, I guarantee it. 4-0, first inning, second and third, still nobody out. There's a meeting at the mound. Casey Miller is trying to get his point made out there right now, kind of bending over and jawing at Riggs Towel and the players out there. If they want to go win a title this year, Coach, they're going to have to turn this thing around.
Quickly. And as we talk about this, Tate Smith going back down to the bullpen, you know, to get some extra throws in before he – if he ever does take the mound this first inning.
Yeah, we'll see about it. Well, you say that. Remember, folks, if you were with us for the regional opener for the Reds against Englewood, 26 players came to bat in the first inning for the Reds. That's right. They hit through the order short by one batter three times in the first inning. Everybody was out in the second inning. They hit for everybody then in a 21-1 victory. Here's the pitch on the way to Garrett Garrison, and it's down low. So two balls and no strikes. First base is open. That's the caveat here. Doesn't kill you to walk him. Two balls, no strikes. Is that what? That's what the scoreboard has. I never can remember the count because I'm old.
Because we look at the scoreboard.
That's right. When they don't have the scoreboard, you and I have to go, oh, God.
It's like Google Maps. Yes. We know where we're going, but we may still use Google Maps.
Here's the 2-0. Our outside corner for a strike. Good pitch by Riggs Towel there. It's 2-1. Mitch Haythorne, first baseman for the Reds, is out on deck. Mitch would be the pitcher along the way if they need to go to game two today. But, boy, that's right now that's not looking great for UH. It's early, I get that, but not a good start for the Dogs. Pitch on the way, and Garrison fouls that one at the plate. He chopped at it. Two balls and two strikes here. Reds beat the UH Dogs three times this year, 9-8. That was a game at Eaton where the Reds were down 4-0. They were down 6-2 and came back and won the game 8-6. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Picked up by River Jackson. He'll go home. The tag at the plate, and they got him. That's a good play by River Jackson, the shortstop.
Excellent play by River Jackson. Fields it, plants his feet, strong throw to home plate to cut the runner down at home.
So the first out for University. Let's see if they can build on that. Reds already with four runs on three hits in the inning.
Hey, Brogan Barr made a good slide, too.
Sure did.
It was close.
Yep.
You know, if this was a major league game, there would be a replay to see if he got his hand down on that plate.
All right, Mitch Haythorne, the number eight hitter in the order. Swing and a miss by Mitch, and it's 0-1. Haythorne hitting .262. No homers, five doubles, 15 runs driven in for the sophomore, who's a multi-sport athlete. He's a baseball guy, but, boy, can he hoop. Just like his dad, right? Here's the pitch, one fouled away.
His dad, Joey, was a terrific player, not only high school, but down at CSU Pueblo. It wasn't CSU Pueblo back then. It was Southern Colorado. But terrific player in the RMAC Conference.
No balls, two strikes, so Mitch in a little bit of a hole right here. Riggs Towell at the belt, comes back, and the 0-2 breaking ball hit him. No kidding. An 0-2 pitch.
And not only did it hit Mitch, it ricocheted and...
Did it get Dalton?
Yeah, Dalton's hurting that. The catcher, Dalton Yeast, he is really hurting back there. The umpire is stalling, taking some time. He's going to probably sweep home plate here in a little bit and just give it a little extra time. That's the new sweep of home plate.
Just with a foot? I see now... I've told you guys, my son and I are going to go out and umpire, and I'm thinking these are things I got to take. I got to learn to sweep the plate with my foot. And how many times am I going to get hit when a catcher can't catch the ball, too? I'm old. Here's the pitch. That one's inside. And Gunnar Duncan, who has been terrific for the Reds this year. Look at the sophomore. Duncan at 338 this year. I'm sorry, I take that back. Gunnar Duncan, Clark, get your stuff together here. Where is Gunner? 325. Six ribbies on the year. Pitch on the way here, and that one's down low. So two balls, no strikes, and again for Riggs Towell, who has the struggle going here. Base is loaded, nowhere to put Gunnar Duncan. Dirk Duncan's at third. Garrison's at second base. Over at first base is Haythorne, and that one's in for a strike.
Yeah, Gunner taken all the way, save. Going to make you throw a strike.
4-0 Reds. Well, UH hasn't even got to the plate yet. Four runs for the Reds here in the top of the first at Butch Butler. 3A state championship today on Preps Radio. And now time called. Duncan tired of waiting at the plate. Outfield playing Duncan a little bit to the right. Tate Chacon, the center fielder, shaded towards right center a hair. This one, a little chopper up along third, which should go foul and will. Cannon Padilla in to pick it up. So two balls and a strike right here. Boy, what a big inning for the Reds to open things up here in the championship.
Yeah, it's not over yet, but even if they end it right now, to score four in the top of the first with Tate Smith coming to the mound, got to feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, if Tate's on, that's a huge get for the Reds to jump out to this early lead. Two balls and two strikes. Towell comes back and the pitch is hit to right field. That's a base hit. Gunnar Duncan comes through again in to score here.
Oh, they got
Duncan.
Problems on and the base pass. They got a rundown.
They do.
Okay, they got a rundown.
Between third and second.
Oh, now.
Now coming home. Here's the throw. They're going to tag him out at the plate. So Garrison's out and down to third base goes Haythorne.
Just bad base running by the Eaton Reds to run into an out. Coach Hernandez held the runner at third, which he should have because it wasn't that deep to right field. And the runner coming from first decided to go on to third. Mental error. Don't see many of those by the Reds, but we just witnessed one.
RBI for Gunnar Duncan is seventh of the year. The Reds open a 5-run first inning here. And right back to the top of the order, the 10th hitter of the inning, the leadoff hitter Ben Richter, who took the first pitch and went to right field with it. Well, you might want to get on the phone and call the babysitter right now. We might be home early today. 5 runs in for the Reds right here. Let's see what happens. Runners at the corners, 2 outs for the Reds. Boy, Towell just wants to get to the dugout here. Pitch on the way, and Richter fouls it off. It's 0-1.
Well, Benny, boy, he continues to be aggressive at the plate. He's seen a total of 2 pitches with his second at-bat here.
All right, Towell set at the belt again, comes back, and the pitch is a bouncer. Third base side, Padilla in fair grounds to first base. That's a cannon by Cannon Padilla.
That's a cannon arm right there, isn't it?
Well, for the Reds in the first, 5 runs, 4 hits, couple of free passes, couple of hit batters in the first, and the Reds have a nice advantage as we go to the bottom of the first. See what UH does in the last half of the first. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We get it. You're busy. You don't always have time to catch every KFK program in its entirety. A late night at the office might keep you from hearing the kickoff, tip-off, or opening pitch. That's why 1310KFK.com is the perfect site for you busy Coloradoans. There you'll find all KFK programming in podcast form, past game broadcasts, and local news and sports information, plus blogs, featured stories, and reports. If it's important to Northern Colorado, it's on 1310KFK.com. That's 1310KFK.com.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Alan, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Field in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. 3A State Championship Saturday. University in Eaton and the Reds, defending state champion. All they've done is won 12 titles in school history, and they own a 5-run lead here as we go to the bottom of the first inning. So the Dogs already against it today. Now they've got a huge mountain to climb here. And guess who they have to go against? Tate Smith.
Tate Smith, and we saw a little bit of everything the top of the first, Clark.
We did.
Saw some run down on the base pass, saw some hit batsmen.
Tate deals. River Jackson opens things up for University here, and a fastball missed away. So
saw a lot of hard hit balls.
Yep. See what kind of command Tate has today. Smith comes back, and the 1-0 to Jackson is a ground ball. Base hit between short and third into left field. So here come the Dogs. River Jackson. Here comes Greg Garza.
We're seeing two of the better leadoff hitters in the state today. Ben Richter and
no question.
River Jackson.
All right, River Jackson over at first. Greg Garza going to step up to the plate right here. Garza at 494, that's second on the club. Jackson's at 500 now, just a tad over that with that base hit. River a lead at first, pitch on the way to Garza, that missed down low. Throw down to first, and the runner goes, and they couldn't make the transfer. Mitch on a low throw tried to dig it out
and
couldn't handle it.
River Jackson just baited Gunner Duncan there with the big lead, and Gunner, instead of running at him, threw immediately to first to give Gunner the edge to get the second base.
So River Jackson at second base. Garza trying to get him home here. Smith at the belt to look back at second base. Comes to the plate, and the pitch is outside. So two balls, no strikes here. Smith again at the belt. The junior looks in. He's going to go to Oklahoma State, where one of his old teammates, Ryan Uhr, is playing his freshman year this year. So Tate will go there. Tate's got one more year, just a junior. He's going to get to Oklahoma State. Ryan Uhr will be a junior. That's pretty cool stuff.
That's really something to have two pitchers on the same high school staff attend Oklahoma State.
Pitch on the way, in for a strike on the outside corner. So two balls and a strike here to Greg Garza. Jackson at second. Nobody out for the Dogs here in the first, but they trail 5-0. Here's the pitch. Half swing. He went around. So two balls, two strikes now. Dirk Duncan, Walker Martin, left side of the infield. Benny Richter, Mitch Haythorne on the right side. It's True, Stone, and Vigoria in the outfield. Pitches down low. So they've gone full here. Tate Smith 3-2 to Garza. Garza's second on the club in about six categories offensively. Runs, hits, RBIs, batting average. Here's the pitch. Did he go around? No. Ball four. Well, two on, nobody out. If you're Casey Miller and the Bulldogs, all you wanted to do this inning is get some runners. First two have reached base.
And if you're Todd Hernandez, you're saying throw strikes.
Yep.
Throw strikes.
Yep.
Let's get ahead of some hitters.
So here is Logan Getting. Getting 1-for-4 yesterday against Sterling, a double in the game. Tate Smith at the belt. Walker Martin jockeying with the runner back at second base a little bit, and the pitch is down low. So this is what we talked about with Tate Smith. You know, is he going to have command? Is he going to be on the dime? Right now, fighting the control a little bit.
Doesn't look real comfortable on his approach step off the mound right now.
One ball, no strikes. Tate comes back, and a fastball missed down low. It's 2-0. Parker DeSparty is out on deck. Parker had two doubles yesterday. He was our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Came in out of the bullpen and settled things down and got the win. Smith comes back. 2-0 pitch here to Getting in for a strike. So 2-1. Bottom of the first inning, 3A state championship today at Butch Butler. Eaton has to win once. University has to win twice. And right now, a 5-0 lead for the Reds.
Seems like a monumental task, but the Bulldogs are off to a good start with base runners.
Smith comes back, and the pitch here to Getting is in for a strike. Down low at the knees. Logan kind of backed out and shrugged his shoulders a bit on that one. It's 2-2.
That was a no-doubt strike.
Two balls, two strikes. Long time between pitches here for Smith. Tate comes back, and the 2-2 pitch outside corner got him looking.
Yeah, Logan Getting knew it as soon as that pitch crossed the plate. He knew he should have pulled the trigger.
So one away, and Parker DeSparty comes up. This is a heady thing for the Bulldogs right here. You're down 5 runs in the first inning. You get the first 2 guys on. You have to produce.
You have to get a run.
Yep.
Yeah, you'd like to get more than one, but you have to get one.
Here's Parker DeSparty now. This guy can hit it a country mile. We'll see what he does here. Tate delivers, and the pitch, good, breaking ball, half swing for a strike. DeSparty at 365, 4 homers, 33 runs batted in, ties him for second on the club, Getting us 34 to lead the club. Runners get their lead, Smith at the belt. 0-1 from Tate, swing and a miss by DeSparty, it's 0-2.
A pitcher like Tate Smith as well, Clark, you know, you got to get to him before he really gets his rhythm.
Sure.
It's taken him a while for his approach step, and he hasn't quite found that rhythm yet. The Bulldogs need to take advantage.
0-2. Smith at the belt checks the runner at second base. There he goes. He takes off the rubber, and time is called. River Jackson just going to try to steal his way around the bases here. If you sleep a little bit on the field, River Jackson's going to take it to you.
I think he probably has Tate Smith's attention now.
No balls, two strikes. I didn't see where time was called, but it was a break for the Reds because Jackson was halfway to Omaha right there. No balls, two strikes. Smith at the belt looks in to get a sign right now. Here comes Tate. Pitch to DeSparty. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball.
Beautiful breaking pitch by Tate Smith. Set up Parker DeSparty for that strikeout.
So two out here in the first inning after a River Jackson single and a Greg Garza walk. Now University down 5 spot. Tate might be able to wiggle out of this thing without any damage. Cannon Padilla steps in here for UH. Smith at the belt now, looking for his 8th win of the year. Here's the pitch, kind of squaring as if to bunt was Padilla. I'm not sure why that was, but just part of his repertoire, I guess. It's a ball and no strikes.
Yeah, River Jackson being maybe a little too aggressive on that base running there. I know Coach Miller's had a little chat with him. Let's just be smart, want to be aggressive, but let's don't get thrown out for the 3rd out of the inning.
No balls and a strike to Padilla. 2 outs, 2 on for the Bulldogs, trying to get some runs here in the first, get back in this thing. And that's strike 2 right over the plate. It's 0-2.
I don't understand the square around give the bunt look with 2 outs.
No, that's what I was saying. That was my comment. Didn't quite get it. Maybe that's just something he does once in a while.
I just don't get it.
Swing and a miss right there. Boy, not even close to that. He was fooled by the pitch. So 1-2. Tate's breaking ball really starting to take over right now. When he throws so hard anyway, If he's getting that cutter in, good night, Beantown.
And that's once in a while for a pitcher. That's the way to get your fastball back, is to start throwing a few more breaking pitches.
One and two. See if he can wiggle out of the inning. Ground ball to first. In to pick it up there is Mitch Haythorn. He'll go to the pitcher. That's Tate Smith, and he's out at first base. And the Reds creep out of the inning.
Good job by Mitch staying with it, but even a better job by Tate, making sure you're covering first base with the ball hit to the right.
First two dogs get aboard, but they come up empty. They leave them stranded. We'll go to the second inning out here at Butch Butler. Eaton 5, University nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Butch Butler Field on a gorgeous championship Saturday here in Greeley. Bruce just told me 77 degrees. 177 or just 77?
But as sunshines, we are the Sunshine State.
We're the Sunshine Boys. Wasn't there a movie? George Burns was in the Sunshine Boys, I think. I think it was George Burns and Walter Matthau, if I remember correctly.
I'm old enough to remember that
come
one.
Come on. Between you and I, we're 250 years old. We certainly can remember that. Second inning for the Reds here. Jaden Stone will lead things off, and that's in for a strike here. Riggs Towel, they need a good inning from him.
They do. They need to put a zero up on the board and chip away at this. They had the chance to get a little chip the first inning but failed.
Tal comes back, and the pitch here to Stoney is a breaking ball that sails just low. And it's a ball and a strike here. Looking out towards the outfield, and I see Tate Chacone pretty shallow in center field. Pitch on the way, and that one's ripped into right center field. Coming over for it is Logan, getting the right fielder, reaches up and makes the catch.
Solid contact, but right at getting in right field.
I was talking about Tate being kind of shallow in center field there, but I guess if you've got his kind of speed, you could play behind the bag at second if you wanted.
Cover a lot of ground.
One away, and here comes Walker Martin.
And Butch Butler, much different dimensions than most of your local high school fields.
Pitch on the way to Walker Martin, misses outside. It's a ball and no strikes here to Martin. Walker, of course, headed to Arkansas to play baseball after his final year of high school coming up next year. Hitting 542. And that pitch on the way missed down low. So two balls, no strikes here to Martin. RBI single for Walker in the first inning. Gives him 52 ribbies for the year. That's second in the state behind the guy on deck, who is 53 in Ryder True. Pitch to the plate. That's a good pitch. Inside corner, backed Walker off the plate and gets a strike.
Really good pitch coming down and in on the 2-0 count.
2-1 to Martin. One out here, top of the second inning. Red scored five times in the first inning. Pitcher fouled away, left side, out of play.
I'm guessing Walker's going to see a backdoor curveball on this pitch, just trying to get him a little off balance, keep it on that outside edge.
Well, let's see if you're right here. I've not been right about anything lately, so I'm going to hold my judgment. Here is the 2-2 pitch, and it's hit the left center field and deep, going back, away back, looking up, and this ball is gone. Walker Martin, a state-leading ninth home run. Well, the rally peanut just paid off. Angie Duncan always comes by. That was her son with the rally peanut. It works. It did yesterday, and it does right here. Boy, Walker Martin, what a... I mean, he's had a great year, but what a second half. Holy
That's
cow.
Just a swing with power, goes with the pitch, opposite field, left center field.
Home runs for him now.
Just
wow.
Right of the 390 sign. I believe that's 390.
How many times have we seen him go left to left center, too, with a pitch? This one hit off the hands down to second base. Charging here as Garza flips with the glove. That's a terrific play by Greg Garza.
Ryder True hustling down the line, but terrific play, as you said. Garza just tossed it with the glove hand there to get the out at first.
So two down. Boy, if you're a UH fan, though, and you stare up at the Gould Park scoreboard right now, you're thinking, oh, no, there's a half a dozen up there. Here's Tate Smith, two-run single his first time, and that one's in for a strike. Well, Tate's got a little bit of a lead to work with, doesn't he?
Just a little. He's not as much as Mitch Haythorne's had his
Boy,
past
isn't
few starts.
That the truth?
But nice six-run cushion.
Towel tried to come with a breaking pitch, which didn't break, and it's over the head of Tate Smith all the way to the backstop. So a ball and a strike. Yeah, Mitch against Englewood in that regional opener. Well, he goes out to the mound in the second inning with a 19-1 lead. Here's the pitch to the plate. That one in for a strike. Then he comes back in the second, his next outing, and it's a 9-0 lead in the game against
It's not bad to have a third. 28-run lead in
after one inning in each game. Yeah, that pitch down low there. So one ball, two strikes here. Two outs for the Reds here in the second inning. Five in the first and the Walker Martin home run here in the second. 6-0 Reds lead. Most state championships of any school in the state. 12 of them, 11 for Jim Danley, one for Todd Hernandez last year, and the defending champs in the catbird seat right now. Two balls, two strikes. Junior Riggstowl kicks and delivers. That one chopped at the plate, foul. That's a hurts me off the foot of Tate Smith right there. Every time I see somebody foul one off, not that anybody cares, but the first time I ever tried out for baseball, I was 10 years old. Walked out there. It was the day after I broke my toe in a swimming pool. Came out there. What did I do on the first pitch for batting practice? I fouled it off that toe. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss right there. That hurt for a week and a half after that.
Yeah, there's certain things that you just can't make up, can you, Clark?
No, and don't try to slide into the wall in a swimming pool either. Just saying. Feet first. It's not better than head
and
first.
You know what? If you'd have made better contact
that's right.
with the pitch,
that's right.
you wouldn't have fouled it off onto your toe.
I was a little nervous that day, Bruce. I wasn't a stud baseball player like you. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here, second inning. Reds 6-0. Towel trying to get to the dugout. Riggs deals, breaking ball. That's hit down to shortstop. In the hole, backhand. Nice play by River Jackson. The throw, trying to dig it out as Ponzer at first and can't do it.
Well, River Jackson made a terrific play. Ponzer just couldn't quite get that. I think you have to give Smith a base hit.
All right, we're going to give him hometown scoring there. Two for two for Tate then.
I think he would have possibly been safe.
All right, Dirk Duncan will come to the plate now. Two outs. Reds have a runner over at first base. Get the courtesy runner. Is it Brogan Barr again? I think it is. Towel at the belt. Here's the look and the pitch to Dirk Duncan, and he misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. Oh, yeah. This is just.
Want free gas? head to Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or either of the U Fillets in Greeley or Eaton and enter to win a $100 gas card each week. Every visit, when you spend $15 or more and pay inside, you'll receive an entry for that week's drawing. While you're there, grab some made-from-scratch food at the Tatanka Grill. It's the perfect double play, free gas, and the best food on the road. For more information and to check out all the deals, visit them on Facebook at Kramer's Wedge Store.
He's no stranger to controversy.
Broncos are winning the AFC West. I'm saying it. There you go, Chiefs fans. You take away your premier weapon, take away a Tyreek Hill. I'm going all in. Write it down.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
You want to speed up the game. You say, all right, batters, once you're in the box, it's go time. If you back out, that's on you. If you're the one delaying the game, that should be on you.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
Has his baseball decision-making been the greatest as far as the X's and O's? No. They've been very, 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 very bad. But from a business standpoint, he's a genius. Hopefully, getting people around him that can make better baseball decisions will help.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
And I still have that crazy take that nobody likes, that Joker's coming for the throne. He's going to take it from John Elway. When he won the Super Bowls, how many Hall of Famers was he playing with? How many Hall of Famers has the Joker played with?
The whole show, weekdays at noon, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Rockies Baseball.
Hit well down the left field line. It's got a chance to go. It's gone. A line shot to left field. Just clearing the wall. Strike three called on the inside. Back to back called strike threes for Yoli Chacin. 2-1. Drill down the left field line. If it's fair, it's a homer. It is gone. A shot to left field.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
From ABC Sports, I'm Michelle Franzen. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Rangers and Lightning continues at the Garden, and the Rangers find themselves in unfamiliar territory, leading in a series for the first time this postseason. New York putting up 6 goals on a rusty Tampa team in Game 1.
We know they're going to be good. We know they're a great team. Everybody knows that, but it doesn't affect what we're going to do tomorrow.
Rangers coach Gerard Gallant. Rafael Nadal is back in the French Open final, becoming the second oldest finalist in the tournament. That after Alexander Zverev retired with an ankle injury. After a 22-29 start, the Philadelphia Phillies have fired manager Joe Girardi. President of Baseball Operations, Dave Dombrowski.
I'm not directly saying it's the manager's fault, but I think it's also a tempo that you need to set on your club that you just play better.
Bench coach Rob Thompson will take over on an interim basis for the remainder of the year. This is ABC Sports.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't always have time to catch every KFK program in its entirety. A late night at the office might keep you from hearing the kickoff, tip-off, or opening pitch. That's why 1310kfk.com is the perfect site for you busy Coloradoans. There you'll find all KFK programming in podcast form, past game broadcasts, and local news and sports information, plus blogs, featured stories, and reports. If it's important to Northern Colorado, it's on 1310kfk.com. That's 1310kfk.com.
Nerd.
I'm Mikey Kilpatrick, and this is the Nerd Zone. Return of the Mandalorian. Stay tuned.
Right Coast Pizza is the best spot in Northern Colorado for authentic Jersey-style pizza and calzones, always loaded with flavor. Come by during lunchtime for weekday specials, including the two-slice lunch or the salad and a slice special. Wash it all down with a selection from their menu of Colorado craft beers. Stop in at the downtown Greeley location for a variety of Jersey-style pizzas crafted in Colorado. Right Coast Pizza, open Tuesday through Saturday at 10:30. Dine-in and carry-out options are also available.
The recent Star Wars movies have been a bit of a bummer, but the series have been the hope for the franchise, led by The Mandalorian. Obi-Wan is out now, Mando returns in February, Ahsoka comes out in 2023, and a new show is in the works. It's called Skeleton Crew, and it stars Jude Law. I'm Micah Kilpatrick, and this is The Nerd Zone.
You know you can listen to KFK terrestrially on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM, but did you know that you can listen to us extraterrestrially? No, I mean you can stream us live at 1310kfk.com.
There's so many angles to this story. There's so many opinions that you could have.
Nick Saban definitely had ulterior motives doing this.
Listen live or dig up archives of your favorite show.
Justin Simmons has got to be close to top five safety. Kareem Jackson, that guy's a baller, man.
At 1310kfk.com, you can find out what's on this afternoon.
Here comes back, and the pitch right there inside corner. Sit down. Strikeout looking, and there's two gone.
What's on this evening?
There has to be some rules here. There really has to be. So everyone knows it's all on the up and up.
What's on this weekend?
Before we forgive all college debt, let's find out how much money each person owes to these quick credit companies.
And what's up next?
Ground ball hit the second. Brendan Rodgers over to Ryan McMahon. Ball game.
There's no mystery. Just go to 1310kfka.com.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to Butch Butler. A little bit of technical difficulties. On a day like this, man, it just burns our equipment up, and getting hot out here, no question about it. So runner on at first for University here in the bottom of the second inning. And the pitch on the way. There goes the runner. Throw to second base. Not going to be in time. Ball squirms away right there, and the runner's into second base. The courtesy runner for towel. So Connor Weber out on strikes right there. So one gone. Runner at second base, and here comes Tate Chacon here for University. 6-0 Reds, bottom of the second inning. If you're just joining us, Reds scored five times in the first inning, and then Walker Martin hit his ninth home run of the year. In the second inning, that's where we are. 6-0 Reds. Tate set to go, comes back, and the pitch on the way here to Chacon. He tries to bunt at it and misses. Runner goes to third. I don't see a foul ball. Well, there it is. Usually the umpire will throw his hands up on something like that and call it a foul ball, but I think he was taking a coffee break. No balls and a strike here. All right, Tate jumps back in now. Made a couple of fantastic catches for the Bulldogs yesterday in the win against Sterling. That pitch right down Main Street. So quickly 0-2 here with one out and a runner at second base.
Boy, Tate Smith had great command of the fastball on that pitch. Perfectly located.
Three strikeouts for Tate in the ballgame so far. He got Getting and Desparty in the first and Weber here in the second. Here's the 0-2 to Chacon, and the breaking ball fooled him badly, and he struck him out. So two away, and Dalton Yace, the sophomore catcher, will come to the dish here.
Runner on second base. Two outs. Now for the Bulldogs catcher. Number one, Dalton Yace.
Cade Van Bieber is the courtesy runner here for University out at second base. Ran for towel after the walk. So Dalton Yace, the sophomore, will try to get a run home. Dogs just need to crack the barrel here, get one in at least, and get them going. Down 6-0. Here's the pitch, and the fastball sailed low. It's a ball and no strikes. Smith comes set at the belt to look back at second base. Walker Martin jockeys with the runner back there. And the pitch to Yace to sit down the right field line. Hayden Vigoria in a hurry towards the foul line or towards the fence in foul grounds, and it drops foul.
Boy, Hagen gave it a great run, but that ball just on the other side of the fence in foul territory.
So in a ball and a strike here to Dalton Yace. Yace 1-for-4, couple of ribbies yesterday in the win over Sterling. It was a wild one. four different lead changes yesterday in the game against Sterling. Smith comes back, 1-1 pitch, hit off the fist, foul. And it's a ball and two strikes now. So, Tate Smith, a pitch away from getting to the dugout after the second inning here.
Dalton Yates doing a nice job fouling that pitch off. Tied him up inside.
Reds trying to make it six straight against the University Bulldogs, trying to win for the fourth time against them this year. Fastball, that one got away. Foul, wild pitch there. And down to third base goes the runner here, Van Bieber.
Well, here's another chance for the Bulldogs just to chip away a little bit if they can bring the runner from third in.
Dalton Yeast at 4:08 coming in. One homer, 23 runs driven in, eight doubles too. Tate Smith deals and the pitch on the way. Half swing, that one got away, and this is going to go to the backstop. And on a strikeout, down to first base goes Yeast, and the run is in.
Well, I'm thinking the Bulldogs will say, hey, any way we can get it to crack the scoreboard.
So down to first base goes Yeast. 6-1 ball game now. That's just it for Tate. A couple of pitches, he tries to rear back and throw, and he just bounces it up there. Gunnar Duncan unable to slide over. He looked more like Darcy Kemper there on a kind of not a great night.
Yeah, and you know, just giving that base up on balls to the number nine hitter, too. That's not something I know Tate wants to do.
Yeah, I said base on balls. Drop third strike.
That was. No fault.
Pitch on the way, and Jackson hits it to left field and deep. This is going to be a no-doubter. Away back. You can kiss this one goodbye.
Did he turn on that pitch? Well over the fence. That was a no-doubter as soon as it left the park, and the lead is cut in half.
Sixth home run of the year for River Jackson, his 29th and 30th runs batted in. And as Bruce just said, now instead of 6-0, you look at the Gould Park scoreboard, it is 6-3. We got ourselves a new ball game. Just into the second inning, 9 runs and a couple of home runs already.
And all that on a pass ball third strike to get that extra out.
Yeah, that's important to talk about. You gave him the extra out just by not being able to record the strikeout. And River Jackson makes some pay. Here's Greg Garza coming up. So Eaton 6, University 3, bottom of the second inning of Butch Butler. Championship Saturday here on Preps Radio. And the pitch is a ground ball foul outside the bag. Casey Miller trying to make the play at third base. He was 0 for 2 yesterday.
Yeah,
on ground
E10
balls.
On that one. E10.
Yep. No balls and a strike here to Greg Garza. Smith comes back. Breaking ball is a beauty in for a strike. Well, something happened yesterday you don't see often, and I'll bet it didn't happen the rest of the season. For one of the best hitters in the state, he went 0 for 5 yesterday. Pitch waved at and missed right there. Strikeout, ball, that's it. Dug it out of the dirt, and we're done right there.
Boy, but did Smith break that sharp curveball off.
Well, the Dogs do it the hard way. 3 runs on 1 hit. A River Jackson 2-run shot and a wild pitch got a run home. We head to the third inning out here at Butch Butler. Eaton 6, University 3 for all the marbles here in the 3A state tournament. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We go to the third inning out here at Butch Butler, 3A state championship Saturday. Eaton Reds trying to win their second consecutive state championship on a 6-3 lead after 2 innings. That was a big one for a university to get those 3 runs, and what a shot by River Jackson.
Oh, that was such a no-doubter. Just turned on that pitch deep to left center field. That had to clear the fence by probably 20, 30 feet.
number 17.
Reds will go 7-8-9 here in the third inning against Riggs Towel. Garrett Garrison, Mitch Haythorne, Gunnar Duncan. Towel set to go, kicks and deals, and the first pitch is up in the zone. What time are we looking at here, Bruce?
We have played an hour right now.
Two innings in an hour. About a 3.5 hour game time right now we're looking at. Ground ball foul outside the bag of third. Cannon Padilla looking at it, unable to get there. Garrison aboard on a fielder's choice his first time. Mitch Haythorne waits out on deck here. Riggs Towel just trying to settle down. He's got his team back into the ballgame here at 6-3. Pitches a breaking ball, hit the right field. That's going to be Logan Getting in his tracks, is there to make the catch, and there's one away.
Well, important inning for Riggs Towel after your team just puts up three to come back and try to limit the Eaton Reds to nothing.
One out, Mitch Haythorne will come to the plate. Mitch was plunked by a Riggs Towel fastball his first time up.
Yeah, on an 0-2 count as well, Clark.
Pitch on the way here to Mitch is hit right back to the box. Underhand by Towel to first base, and there's two away. Well, look at this. We might have our first 1-2-3 inning of the day.
Well, now that you mention it, I'm sure we won't, but
I'm usually good for that. Snap.
Yeah, boy, this would be big for Riggs Towel to go 1-2-3 in this third inning.
Here's Duncan. Here's the pitch on the way to Gunner. That's Bruce, that's what I do is snap streaks. I snapped one last night. Tampa Bay hockey team, the Lightning, they were 17-0 off a loss the last 3 years in the postseason, and they lost for the second time in a row last night. Yeah, I'm a little sore about that one, just saying.
Well, we get to see the Avs on the road.
I did not have steak and eggs
this morning. First time in the series. At Edmonton.
That's right. Pitch on the way here to Duncan, misses away. Three balls, no strikes here to Gunner. And you're right, I put the jinx on the 1-2-3 inning. Towel looks in to get a sign. Riggs deals. Here's the 3-0. It's on the outside corner for a strike.
Well, it was called a strike. That was a 3-0 strike call for sure.
Here's Towel comes back in the 3-1, and that one missed outside ball four. So Duncan down to first. We go back to the top of the order. Ben Richter, who singled in the first, grounded out in the second, is up for the third time today in the first three innings. That tells you the Reds are doing okay when you're hitting for the third time in the first three innings.
Yeah, and Riggs Towel evens it up. Now both pitchers have walked the number nine hitter. Or excuse me, I'm wrong. Dalton got on the pass ball.
That's right.
I'm wrong.
Pitch in for a strike here on the outside corner. Benny 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Duncan a lead over at first base. Here's the pitch to the plate. Breaking ball that missed outside. So it's a ball and a strike. Two outs, top of the third inning. State championship baseball here on Preps Radio. 6-3, Eaton in front. University would have to win twice today. Reds just need one victory to stick another gold ball in their cabinet. This one fouled away right side and out of play.
They had to build a new school, Clark.
Yeah, to hold all the that's not far from the truth, really. This school just wins championships in seemingly every sport.
Beautiful new building. Open up next fall.
1-2 pitch from Riggs Towel is a breaking ball right there.
And Riggs is saying, where is that? And a lot of the university crowd is saying, where was that?
Riggs Towel does a deep knee bend there saying, you got to be kidding me. Two balls, two strikes. See if Benny can take advantage here. 2-2 to Richter. Half swing. Did he go? They checked down at first. No. Wow, back-to-back chances for the Dogs to get to the dugout. I thought maybe he went bad across home plate.
It was very close.
So three balls, two strikes, two outs here. Top of the third inning. Runner down at first for the Reds. They own a 6-3 advantage. Throw over to first and the runner back in. It's Austin Martinez who is the courtesy runner.
Austin's had quite a few runs this season as a courtesy runner.
They sure has. Here's the pitch. Martinez takes off. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Nice inning for Riggs Tell. Comes up and puts a zero in the top of the third.
No runs, no hits. They leave one on the walk. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Butch Butler. 3A state championship action on Preps Radio at 6-3, Eaton in front. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Family-owned and operated since 1946, Manweiler Appliance at 414 Main Street in Windsor is four generations strong. At Manweiler Appliance, you'll simply find the very best customer service around with friendly delivery and installation of your new appliances. And yes, Manweiler Appliance services everything they sell. You can't beat it. Prices to match the big box stores with that all-important small-town customer service. Come visit our showroom or go online at manweilerappliances.com. Proud supporters of Windsor High School Athletics.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the third inning out here at Butch Butler. 6-3, Reds in front. Tate Smith goes back to work. And Logan Getting hammers one to center field. Jaden Stone going back, way back, and it's over his head and off the fence. And the sweet swinging lefty Logan Getting with a stand-up double to open up the third inning for the Dogs.
Well, we've talked about that swing, and boy, it is so pure. Great contact by Logan Getting. Hits it right in front of the center field fence.
10th double of the year for Logan. River Jackson, 14 doubles for the Dogs, 10 for Disparity, and now 10 for Getting. Folks, if you lost the signal for NFHS, the video signal, you can go try it again now. Everything should be up and running. NFHSnetwork.com. Search out CHASA, and you'll find our game out there. Get our radio broadcast and the great video feed. All right, Disparity at the plate, Getting at second. Dogs, even if they just get one right here, climb back within two, that'd be huge. Tate Smith at the belt comes to Parker in the pitch. Missed it away, and it's a ball and no strikes. Roy True's birthday today. Ryder True's dad, so happy birthday to Roy. It's the only thing Facebook does for me. It tells me whose birthday it is. Besides that, I could take it and bury it. Here's the pitch. That one missed away. So two balls, no strikes here. Tate needs to barrel down right here. 6-3 baseball game. He's up by three, but Getting at second base with nobody out here in the third. Smith comes back. Pitch to Disparity is a high fly ball foul right side and out of play. So two balls, two strikes here. Nobody out, bottom of the third. 6-3, Reds in front. River Jackson, his sixth home run of the year. Walker Martin for the Reds, his ninth home run of the year. Swing and a miss at a big breaking ball, and down goes Disparity.
Boy, Disparity took a great swing, but that curveball just was so sharp at the end. Difficult to make contact. Terrific pitch.
So one out, Getting still at second base, and here comes Cannon Padilla. Cannon hit a dribbler down to first base, his first time up. 0 for 1 on the day. Smith at the belt to look back at second, and Tate deals in the breaking pitch. Came with a slider outside there, and it's a ball and no strikes. Cannon Padilla yesterday 2-for-4 with a run driven in the win over Sterling. Smith at the belt again. Walker Martin in behind the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Right back off him, and he turns and it hits him on the backside. And then he airmails one to first base. Oh, no. And the run will score here for University. Down to second base goes Cannon Padilla. Wow. We're going to have to dissect that play. Holy cow.
Well, hard hit ball right off of Tate Smith's leg. He recovers, gets it. Instead of stepping and throwing, he lollipops it over the first baseman's head, over Mitch Haythorne's head.
Now the question is Tate okay?
Right.
The great thing for him is he turned, and in his delivery at the end, he turns his back to the ball. And so if it hit him, it hit him on the backside or maybe the back of the thigh or something in there. And right away, he goes right back to the rubber and says,
he's not coming out of this game.
Let me throw a couple, and let's see what that looks like.
Yeah. Trainers are saying, Tate's saying, trainers, go away. I'm good.
Yeah, they just need to get Gunnar Duncan back behind the plate so we can toss a couple here, make sure he's good. And Tate's going to do that right now. Boy, that was a shot back up the middle.
That was a shot. Cannon Padilla just drilled that back to the mound.
Yeah. Looks
now,
like
are we gonna? Is that a hit
Kevin,
or an error?
Kevin Schaefer next to me goes, yeah, he's good. He just threw about a 90-mile-an-hour fastball on the practice pitch.
Perfect location.
I think that'll work.
E1?
Yeah, absolutely.
Has E1. To be, because
no
he had plenty of time to throw him out.
It was a great stop. It was a Shesterkin stop by the Rangers goalie that time. But, then he just, as you said, lollipopped it over the first baseman's head. Pitch down low for a ball here. It's a ball and no strikes. Riggs Towell steps in here. So 6-4 right now. We got a completely different baseball game. Tying runs at the plate here for University in the bottom of the third. Tate comes set at the belt to look back at second base, comes to the plate and the pitch. That's in for a strike. So one ball and one strike, and they call a balk. How about that? And now Tate's going to go out and talk to the, I didn't see exactly where he went to his mouth. Okay. Once you're on the rubber, you cannot go to your mouth. And that's what Tate did, and he almost did it again right there.
That's habit.
Yeah.
You know, a pitcher in cold weather can do that, and sometimes you create a habit of going to your mouth, but you cannot go to the mouth once you step onto the mound.
So it's a ball and a strike. Runner goes to third. That's a big one, too, down there. There's one out in the inning. They get that home, and you're within a run at 6-5. Here's the pitch to Towell. Swinging a line drive, one hopper right to Benny Richter. Good play. Holds the runner and throws him out.
Excellent play by Richter. Fielding the ball, looking the runner back, and on to first for the second out.
Benny playing way in that time. Edge of the infield grass that time, and the ball ricocheted right off the front of the grass and right to him. So Connor Weber, the sophomore, will come to the dish here. Two outs, runner down at third. 6-4 baseball game. The Reds led 6-0 after an inning and a half, and here are the Dogs bouncing right back into it.
Well, with that runner advancing to third on the balk, the pass ball definitely becomes a factor.
Here's a bunt up along first base. Smith in to pick it up. He'll underhand to first, and that is the side. For the Dogs in this third inning, a run on a hit. They leave one. We head to the fourth inning out here at Butch Butler. It's championship Saturday for the 3A state tournament. It's 6-4, Eaton in front of University. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What is going on in this world?
How do I maintain my lifestyle?
What happens if I lose my job?
When is this virus going to end?
Who can I trust?
Are these some of the questions that are troubling you?
We have answers to these questions and more.
Join Bobby and Darlene of Calvary Ministries of Greeley for answers from the book every Sunday morning, 7 to 8, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over
Boomer, the second baseman, makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fourth inning out here at Butch Butler, 6-4. Reds in front of the University Bulldogs on Championship Saturday. Reds just need one win. University's got to win two. But, boy, oh, boy, Casey Miller's got to be thrilled with his club right now. They're down 6-0. You turn around, look at the Gould Park scoreboard, Coach. It's 6-4.
Yeah, they've battled back. They continue to battle. Riggstell had an excellent third inning on the mound, and he's coming out trying to build on that this inning.
2-3-4 for the Reds in the top of the fourth inning now. I want to thank one of our great playoff sponsors. It is Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill. Tal deals first pitch to Stone, and that's in for a strike. Folks, you want to win a $100 gas card each week? You can do it at Kramer's Wedge Store or the U Phillips and Greeley or Eaton. Go out, grab that gas card. Any purchase you make, $15 or more, gas and or merchandise, go pay inside. You get into the mix for the drawing to win that $100 gas card courtesy of Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill. 0-2 count.
Yeah, he paints the corner on the two fastballs. Excellent pitches.
So no balls and two strikes now to Jaden Stone. Backs out of the batter's box and adjusts the his batting glove a bit. Ready to go again. Here's Tal back to the plate. The 0-2 hit foul right in front of us, and it's still 0-2.
Well, important inning for Riggstell with the 2-3 and 4 hitters coming up for Eaton.
Pitch here is a ground ball back to the box. Good stab by Riggs. Otherwise, that's into center field. Here's the out at first, and there's one away. So one gone. Stoney grounds out to the pitcher, and here's Walker Martin coming up. Boy, it really helps if you're a pitcher to be able to field your position.
So, absolutely. That's such an important. We've seen several plays back to the mound today. Walker Martin steps in after just a bomb home run his previous at-bat.
Tal kicks and deals. Pitch on the way to Martin is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. He even looks cool when he's missing.
Yeah.
I just think about you're going to paint a picture of a baseball player, this is the guy you paint. You're going to paint him all the way to Arkansas, too. One ball or no balls and one strike here to Walker. Here's the pitch, inside corner for strike two.
Good pitch by Riggs coming in on the inside. Started Walker off with an outside fastball, comes on in the inside.
If Tate Chacon plays any deeper, he's going to be set up in a tree out
he
there.
He might as well just hop on the fence right
Look
now.
At the outfield, every one of them in front of the track. This one fouled away. This is kind of like the Coors Field thing. You know why there's so many runs at Coors Field? It's not the home runs. It's the fact that you got to play deep, and it's that huge outfield that they just dump hits into. Right now, all Walker has to do is pop one over the infield, and he's probably on second base. Here's the pitch, way outside. So a ball and two strikes to Walker Martin here. Singled in the first, homered in the second. 52 RBIs now for the junior. Tal comes back here, and the pitch on the way to Martin missed it away. It's 2-2. Six-four, Reds in front. Five in the first, one in the second for the Reds. Three in the second, one in the third for University. Tal comes back, pitch on the way to Martin. Swing and a line drive the other way. Base hit into left field for Walker Martin.
Once again, we see Walker Martin go opposite way. Takes that curveball to left field.
So Martin at first with one away, and Ryder True will come to the plate.
Number 28,
Walked and scored in the first and bounced out to second in the second inning. ...53 RBIs for the year for True. That leads the state. Pitch on the way is a good pitch. Inside corner. Boy, Ryder really crowds the plate. And that one in below his elbow is in for a strike.
Yeah, looks like he's jammed, but that's because he is close to the plate. Excellent corner pitch.
Towel at the belt to look over it first. And the pitch to the plate is bounced foul outside the bag. Todd Hernandez says, nope, not me. Didn't bring his glove. So no balls and two strikes to True here. Ryder 1-for-2 yesterday in the win against Lutheran and drove in a couple of runs. Here's a throw over to first, and Walker Martin dives back into the bag. Tate Smith is 2-for-2, is out on deck here for the Reds.
With all the accolades we give Walker Martin, sometimes we overlook his speed.
Sure. Here's another throw. Got him leaning, but the throw is high and wide on the pickoff attempt by Towell.
Well, Rick's Tell is fully aware of his speed.
Outfield shades Ryder True to the left just a little bit. Another throw over to first, and he's back in. Big groan from the crowd, but I didn't think that was that close. Oh, and 2 to Ryder True. Walker Martin at first, one out. Top of the fourth inning at Butch Butler, the 3A state championship. And he swings late and stays in there, hacks it foul. I think Ryder's looking at that pitch thinking, that's out of the zone, but I better just take a chance and foul it off.
Yeah, protect. Did a good job of protecting.
No balls, two strikes. Martin the lead over at first base again. Towel at the belt, comes to the plate. 0-2 pitch, runner goes. Throw to second by Yace, not in time. And Walker Martin with a stolen base.
0-2 count, stolen base.
So a ball and two strikes now to True, and a chance to get RBI number 54 this year with a base hit. 6-4, Reds in front by a pair. See what they do here. Towel to True, and he hit him. As soon as that left his hand, I said, that's going to get that guy.
Trying to come inside, and again with two strikes.
Third hit batter for Riggs Towel today. Yeah, and I think they've all been, I think they've all been the breaking pitchers, yeah.
And I think they've all been with two strikes possibly.
That might be
two or three of them.
So here's Tate Smith, who can help his own cause here. Two on, one out for the Reds. They own a 6-4 advantage already. Dirk Duncan is out on deck here for the Reds. Towel deals, and the pitch to Smith is low and away. It's a ball and no strikes. Cherokee Trail and Legacy battling in 5A action right now. Ponderosa and Cheyenne Mountain playing right now in 4A baseball. That pitch on the outside corner for a strike. And Lyman taking on St. Mary's in the 2A class. One ball, no strikes. Smith waits. Towel at the belt. Walker Martin gets his lead at second base, and here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Yeah, 1-2 now? Okay. One ball and two strikes. Towel set at the belt again, checks his runners. 1-2 pitch by the junior. Reaches out and hits it into right field, base hit. Here comes Walker Martin around third. He'll score easily. Over to third base, here goes Martinez, the courtesy, or Ryder True, rather, in at third base, and it is 7-4 Reds on a Tate Smith RBI single.
Well, the previous pitch, maybe a little outside of the plate, and Tate Smith got that another ball on the outer portion, just went to right field. Nice piece of hitting with two strikes.
Third RBI for the Tater Tot today. Smith has 36 ribbies on the season now. That would lead most clubs. It puts him third on the club. He's down 17 to Ryder True in RBIs for a number that probably would put him near the top in most teams.
That was just an excellent piece of hitting.
So Dirk Duncan will come to the plate right now. Reds get another one home here, 7-4. Runners of the corners here, and still just one out in the top of the fourth. Tal delivers, and Duncan goes to second base with it. That's off the glove. Oh, to second for one. Back to first double play. We've got to explain that one to you.
Oh, my goodness. Surefire base hit. Garza gets it, deflects it. The deflection goes right to River Jackson, who's standing on the base. Force out at second, on to first for the easy double play. What turned out to be an easy double play.
One of the more unlikeliest of double plays you'll see. And the Reds are done in the fourth inning. A run on two hits, actually. And they claim a 7-4 advantage as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Butch Butler. 7-4 Reds this time out, brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995. Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries. Or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Field out here, 3A State Championship Baseball today. Thank you to our fourth inning stretch sponsor. That's Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. Tate Smith, the pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. 7-4 lead now for the Reds. Ponderosa leading Cheyenne Mountain 10-1 in the fifth inning at Vibe Stadium down in Colorado Springs, and Ponderosa looks like they're going to claim the title there. Back-to-back titles? Look at that. See, that's where you go. You got to phone a friend here, got to call Kevin Schaefer, and he just tells you, hey, I forget the guy's name that sits behind Drew Goodman at the Rockies games, and he just feeds, what's his name?
Jesse Thomas,
is that
Thomas,
right?
That's
he feeds
right.
All this information to Drew. You'd think Drew's the smartest guy in the world, but he's just got the go-to guy right behind him. That's Kevin Schaefer today for me. Here's a bunt up along third base. Dirk Duncan gets it, throws it to first base, and throws it away. Mitch Haythorn tried to make the stretch. We'll see how they call that one. And down to second base here goes Tate Chacon.
I think that's an E1, Clark.
E5?
I don't know. I think you the said ball should have been
You said
cut.
E1, but
I think
E3?
The ball should have been cut, or E3,
there
excuse me, first base.
Didn't know how you were putting
thinking,
the pitcher
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, I'm not either sure of that. E3.
All right.
But what it is probably a base hit and an error. Bunt single with an error. It's just who do we give the error to?
I've got one change for the folks out here at Butch Butler. Give me a scoreboard where you can actually see the numbers. See them okay, but wow. Here's the pitch on the way. This one's popped up. Foul grounds. Mitch Haythorn in foul grounds. The first baseman is there. Makes the catch.
Well, Tate comes back with a excellent fastball for the pop fly.
Well, one away, and here comes River Jackson. Last time he hit one to China almost.
Second base.
That's 23rd Ave. We're out there behind us, behind left center field, and I think that ball's still rolling down 23rd Ave. His sixth of the year.
Shortstop. Number 27, Rivers.
All right, Chacon at second base. Dogs trying to get the run back that the Reds put up in the top of the fourth. It's 7-4, Eaton in front by three here. But still plenty of time. Dogs are the home team, so they haven't hit in the fourth yet. Tate Smith at the belt, looks back at second. Pitch to the plate. That's fouled away right side, out of play. 0-1 here to Jackson.
Boy, River Jackson had a shot, didn't he, Clark, earlier?
We were just mentioning that.
Man,
you bet.
Man, man. I'm just re-mentioning it because it was just a dynamite home run.
Lead at second for Chacon. Pitch to the plate. Outside corner. No. Just missed it. Boy, Tate wanted that one.
And the timing of his previous home run just to cut that lead in half. Such a big boost for the Bulldogs.
7-4. Tate's got to get his composure a little bit. He didn't. Was a little bit demonstrative after that no call on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Jackson waits. Here's the pitch to the plate. Breaking ball. Outside corner. Strike two.
He got that call. Pretty similar pitch. That one did catch a little more of the plate.
So a ball and two strikes to the leadoff hitter for the Dogs, River Jackson. A single and a home run today, as we were talking about. This kid can just flat out play. One of the best leadoff hitters in the state. There goes the runner. 1-2, ground ball to shortstop. Walker Martin has only one play. That's to go to first in time. Chacon moves to third with two away.
That's a big out.
Yeah, it sure is.
Runner advances to third, but boy, to get River Jackson to ground out is huge.
Well, here comes Greg Garza. We do so many interviews on Clark and the Coach. I mean, we probably interview 5 to 7 student-athletes a week on the show, and one of the most well-spoken individuals we've talked to is Greg Garza.
This is a young man that has great leadership skills, very articulate.
First pitch is up and out. Going to Nebraska, right?
And he can play well. That's the only thing I'm holding against
him. Well, of course. He's going to be a Cornhusker. He's not going to play sports. He's going to go mechanical engineering? Or
yes.
What? Holy cow. I can't even say that.
Great kid.
Tate deals in the pitch to him way up in the zone now, so it's two balls and no strikes here. Logan getting out on deck. He smacked a double his last time up. Tate at the belt, looks over at third base, comes to the plate, and the 2-0 just missed. So 3-0 now. Groans from the Eaton crowd. Nice big crowd out here at Butch Butler on Championship Saturday here. Chacon, that is Chacon at third. That's in for a strike there. So 3-1. Dogs at least trying to get the run back that the Reds put up in the top of the fourth. And now tired of waiting, Greg Garza backs out of the batter's box. Here's the pitch on the way, and that one, boy, it just missed up in the zone. And a walk to Garza.
And guess who's coming up? Sweet swinging Logan Getting.
For University, right fielder, number 33, Logan Getting.
So Getting coming up, led off the third inning with a double and eventually scored. That was that fourth run for the Dogs to put them within two. Reds got one in the top here of the fourth here. It's 7-4. Yeah, they've all swung over. All the outfielders have swung way to the right side. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Getting can go opposite field, but his power certainly is to go to right center field.
Anything down the left field line, he can run around the bases twice.
Yeah, look at that. Ryder True is almost in left center. Here's the pitch. Foul chopped at the plate. So 0-2, and Tate is a strike away from getting to the dugout right here. First and third, two outs. 7-4, Reds lead, big batter at the plate right now. Getting with 6 home runs on the year, his 7th would tie it. Smith at the belt, runner goes halfway. Now, they're not going to mess with him there because if they throw to second, there's no way you can do that. If you throw to second, he just goes back the other way, stays in a rundown, and the runner from third scores. We saw this in the MLB where they would have a runner at third. They would put the runner at first out in shallow right field. There's no baseline there. You can go anywhere you want there. and you can't make a play on him because if you go after him, the runner scores from third. Here's the pitch. He missed it outside. Smart base running by the Dogs.
Well, you're also taught as a pitcher to run at the runner initially, and if you know you can get a out without the runner breaking, you do get the out. But good job by the Bulldogs.
That's a gamble to make that to try to make that play. If you don't, it turns into a run. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
And it doesn't matter now. With that breaking pitch, Tate Smith sets down Logan Getting.
No runs, no hits, an error, and a walk in the inning. They leave a couple of runners on board. We go to the fifth inning out here at Butch Butler. 7-4, Reds in front. 3A state championship right here on 1310 KFKA. Back in a moment.
With every new building comes potential. Potential for that building to be the home of ideas, the place to celebrate, or the place to call home. From inception to completion, Buildings by Design ensures that whatever your next building is, it will be ready to capture its full potential. By offering a full range of construction services, using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships, your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Buildings by Design, online at buildingsbydesign.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fifth inning out here at Butch Butler Field. It is the 3A state championship today on Preps Radio. And a 7-4 lead for the Eaton Reds here. Coach, three innings left, and they're looking at championship number 13, unless the Dogs can come back here.
Well, you know, the Dogs, the way they started, getting down 6-0. They have just battled back, so we have a long ways to go in this one.
7-4 as we go to the fifth. It'll be Garrett Garrison and then Mitch Haythorn, Gunnar Duncan, 7-8-9 for the Reds here in the fifth inning against Riggs Towel. Reds 5 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth. Towel deals and the pitch here to Garrison missed away. It's a ball and no strikes. I liked yesterday's umpire better. I'm just going to say that. He had a much bigger zone. Riggs comes back, and here's the 1-0 fastball that bounces at the plate and chops its way to the backstop. It's 2-0 now to Garrison.
Well, there's been both pitchers have done a really good job of putting it near the plate or on the black, and there's a lot of those pitches, it's easy from up here sometimes, but those are tough to call consistently.
Garrison fouls that pitch off his foot in the box. It's a foul ball, so 2-1. You're talking about them dotting the black, and I'm thinking, I'm counting at that time, walks and hit batters.
Yeah.
Three walks and three hit batters today for Riggs Towel. All right, two balls and a strike here to Garrett Garrison. Towel comes back, and that one, again, instant replay. Bounces up there, and Dalton Yeast can't corral it. Skips away. Three balls and a strike here. Reds would like to end the season with 13 straight victories. It would give them a magical 13 state championships. Here's the look in the pitch. Swinging a line drive, base hit to left field. Boy, can this sophomore hit.
It's just a hitting machine as of late.
So Garrison's at first and Mitch Haythorn coming up. Mitch might not get the throw today, right?
Well, it's hitters like Garrett that can eliminate the shift too.
Yep.
It's hitters like Walker Martin that can eliminate the shift. Go the other way.
Courtesy runner for the Reds here. I didn't see who it was, but we'll might be Vigoria.
Yeah, Garrison's going down to throw, so looks like he could be the guy to come in to relieve Tate this game.
Yeah, I think that's smart. He's got 51 pitches to go.
Yes.
And you just, you know, if Mitch doesn't get to throw in the state championship, so be it. But you've got to have your 1B ready to go in game two in case there is a game two. All right, Mitchell jump in here to the batter's box. Haythorne hit by a pitch in the first inning and then bounced back to the box in the third.
For the Reds, first baseman number three, Mitch Haythorne.
Towel with a runner at first comes to the plate, and the pitch is a bunt try. Now a throw down to first, and he's just back. That's Kay Gentry, I think. No, it is Vigory, isn't it? Is that a six? Yeah, that's Hayden.
That's Hayden Vigory, yeah. Yes.
Boy, he just barely got back in. What a nice throw by Dalton Yace there.
Just a little over anticipation that bunt was going to be laid down.
No balls and a strike here to Haythorne. Stevie's bunting again. Tal deals, swinging away. Swing and a miss by Mitch, and it's 0-2. Gunnar Duncan, all he's done today is singled and walked. He's in the on-deck circle for the Reds right now. Lead over at first here for Vigory. He takes off. Here's the throw down to second base, and Yace's throw is late. He stole that one off the pitcher.
Yes, he did. That Yace didn't have a chance. Johnny Bench would not have thrown him out.
God, I love Johnny Bench, too. Maybe. Bruce, you're great, because I think he's my favorite catcher of all time.
Best catcher of all time.
Yeah, I would say that wins the argument, right? Pitch to the plate here, breaking ball. I hated the Yankees, and he struck him out right there. But I was going to say, also Thurman Munson comes to mind, too. But great catchers. I didn't hear that. I grew up watching Joe Ferguson and the Dodgers play, so just saying. All right, one away, runner at second base, a strikeout for Haythorne, and here's Gunnar Duncan. Vigoria lead at second base. Tal comes to the plate, and he bounces it up there, and Dalton Yace does a nice job of backhanding it.
Oh, how the Cincinnati Reds have changed since
Boy,
the Big Red Machine.
That was the best time of baseball. I was 12, 13, Dodgers and the Reds. Boy, what a rivalry. We'll talk about that Reds infield in a second. Here's the pitch. Missed that one away. Davey Concepcion.
Yep, five All-Stars on that team.
Cesar Geronimo in center field. Was it George Foster in left then?
Yes, Pete Rose at third.
That's right. Wow, what a team. Here's the pitch right there for a strike.
Tony Perez at first base.
Big Tony Perez, that's right. Who was the
George
right fielder?
Foster.
I thought Foster was in left.
He was in left.
All right, that's your trivia question out there, folks. Who was the other outfielder? You had Geronimo and Foster.
The five All-Stars were Bench, Perez, Concepcion, Rose.
Joe Morgan?
And Joe Morgan.
Yep. Now time called to play. We still have a game going on here. We were doing
our
best.
There's nothing going on. It's timeout. The pitcher and catcher are dropping the ball out in front of the mound right now.
We were doing our very best Kurt Gowdy right there. Used to watch the baseball game of the week for Kurt Gowdy. He'd go eight pitches talking about fishing.
Well, he's a Wyoming guy.
I know that was his sport, I'm sure. Got to call a pitch once in a while there, Kurt. Two balls and one strike. Towel now off the rubber. Tired of waiting was Gunnar Duncan at the plate. Ken Griffey?
Ken Griffey.
Was that it? He was in that group, right? Here's the pitch. This one fouled away behind us.
No wonder they were good.
Yeah, there's.
Think of those guys. No wonder they were good.
How was he not in that All-Star group? Yeah, that's exactly right. Two balls, two strikes, one out here. Top of the fifth inning. Reds on a 7-4 lead. They're trying to add to it with Hayden Vigoria at second base and Gunnar Duncan at the plate. Riggs Towel comes set at the belt here. Still waiting. Here's the look in the pitch to the plate. Swing and a foul ball. Late on the swing was Duncan, but he stayed alive.
Yeah, good. Good swing to stay alive.
So two balls and two strikes here. Reds and University playing for the 3A state championship today. Reds need one win. University needs two. And that pitch missed outside. Reds with a three-run advantage here, top of the fifth inning. Vigoria a lead at second base here. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch before we can get there.
Balk.
Now he's going to be a balk, and they're going to send the runner to third.
Yeah, came set, made a motion back. Well, now the factor is the pass ball again, Clark.
Sure, sure.
You always say the runner at second is in scoring position, but there's so many more ways to score from third base.
Yep. Vigoria gets his lead over at the bag at third now. Here's the 3-2 to Duncan. Missed it, ball four. Started to get away from Dalton Yace, but he corrals it.
That's so, a second walk that Gunnar Duncan has had today. Out of the nine hole.
Been on all three times. Had that base
yes.
hit in the first, too. And here comes Casey Miller to the mound. I think that's going to be it for Riggs. We'll see what UH does here. He might be taking somebody from the field because I haven't seen anybody warming up. Boy, that's, you know what? This is bringing back so many memories. Dodger Stadium, the Kahn organ, Helen Dell would play that thing. She was a maestro. So that's it for Tal. Gunnar Ponser is going to come in here for UH. So Ponser comes from the bench, and we've got a pitching change. Ryan, hook us up a 60-second timeout back there. We're going to get a pitching change right now. It is 7-4. That's the lead here for the Eaton Reds as Gunnar Ponser comes in to take some warm-up tosses. We'll take a quick break on the pitching change right now. 7-4 Reds lead out here for the state title. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, back here at Butch Butler pitching change. Gunnar Ponser is out there doing some work on maybe a cleat. What is it, a cleat of his or something? I can't tell.
I am not sure, but he has not had a chance to throw warm-up pitches.
Right.
The umpire is out there.
This gives me a chance to go back and talk
all
about
right.
what we were talking about. Dodger baseball, the Reds, the big red machine. What a great...
Were we talking Dodger baseball or were we talking the big red machine?
I'm going to find a way to get there, all right? And then Kevin brings up Tommy Lasorda talking about Pedro Guerrero, Pete Guerrero, and Steve Sachs. You guys want to check something out, and it's not G-rated, let me tell you. YouTube, Doug Rao and Tommy Lasorda. And it's an unbelievable what you get out there. Tommy Lasorda, I mean, he sets a record for F-bombs. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, Tommy was a little, he could get a little expletive.
Get that Italian blood pressure going up.
Sure could. Boy, longtime manager for the Dodgers. And after Walter Alston was there forever, too.
Remember when Walter Alston used to always get one-year contracts?
That's right.
You
know, he was the king of the one-year,
Never had a multi-year contract. Went one.
Yep.
It's like a rental unit month to month, and they're there
right.
for 8 years.
That's right. It was a long-term contract. It just wasn't a contract, You knew he was going to be there forever. All right, Gunner's ready to go. Let's get some numbers on Gunnar Ponser as he comes in here with runners at first and third and one out and behind 7-4 in a ballgame. Ponser 3-0, 0.98 ERA, makes his fifth appearance of the year. 14 and a third inning, 7 hits, 7 walks, so a whip of about 1. 21 Ks in the 14 innings, so... He's a strikeout guy.
Well, Benny Richter comes to the plate with runners on first and third with one out. Reds trying to pad to their three-run lead.
All right, Ponser set to go. They'd love him to get out of this jam. And the first pitch is in the dirt. Runner goes. That's Martinez, who gets down to second base with a stolen base here.
And I love the reaction of Benny Richter. We've talked about this in previous games. Knows it's not a pass ball, man. He's just putting up the brake signs. To his third base runner teammate.
So second and third now for the Reds here, one out. Base hit makes this a different game. Here's the look in the pitch. It's up in the zone. So 2-0. The convenience for UH is now first base is open. But with one out, you don't want to put him on. Here's the pitch. Did he get the corner? No. It's 3-0 now.
Yeah, you put Richter on, and it gets to the heart of the lineup with Jaden Stone, Walker Martin, the next two hitters.
Here's the look in the pitch. The 3-0 is right down Main Street. So 3-1. Richter will have the green light big time right here. Benny, a base hit in the first, grounded out in the second, struck out in the third. Here's the pitch, ball four, way high by Ponzer.
Well, the bad news, good news, first base open. Now the bases are loaded, but it does create a force out for the middle infielders possibly to turn two with Stone at the plate.
And they'll play it that way. Casey Miller sends his middle infield back in double play depth and brings the corners in for the play at the plate here. 7-4 Reds, Jaden Stone to the plate. Walked, flied out, bounced out to the pitcher. Fastball in for a strike.
Good first pitch by Ponzer to get Stone in the hole, even though it's 0-1, getting ahead of that hitter.
Ponzer comes back, and the pitch is fouled away left side. That'll get back out of play. So it's no balls and two strikes here to Jaden Stone.
Now, this is where, if you're Yeast, you got to block every pitch.
Yep.
Because chances are it's going to be a breaking ball down.
Ponzer set to go. No balls, two strikes here to Stone with the bases loaded. Gunner deals. There's the breaking ball, and he missed it away.
Yeah, it was a breaking ball, but it certainly wasn't down.
It wasn't down.
It wasn't right. Down. It left it out there. Outside.
So a ball and two strikes now. Ponzer kicks and deals and the pitch to the plate. Inside corner? No, didn't get it. It's 2-2.
And you said inside corner, Clark, because we've seen a pitch close to that. Guys get rung up on that inside pitch.
Pitch to the plate again, and that one's popped up. Left side foul. It'll get out of play. So two balls, two strikes, one out, top of the fifth inning here at Butch Butler, 3A state championship. The Reds own a 7-4 advantage, and they got the bases juiced right now. Gunner comes back, and here's the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Foul grounds, Cannon Padilla. He has plenty of room and makes the grab for the out.
Well, that's a big out. Big out for Gunner Ponzer.
And yep, guess who's coming up, though?
Well, but he's coming up with two outs and not one. So Jaden Stone had a chance to, add to it.
Walker Martin, 3-for-3 today. He scored three runs. He hit his ninth home run, a state-leading ninth home run. 52 runs batted in on the season. Mr. 53 RBIs is out on deck. Here's Ponzer, the look in the pitch. Down low, it's a ball and no strikes. Boy, last thing you want to do as a pitcher right here, have Walker Martin at the plate, bases loaded, and get behind him. Opens up a can of worms. Ponzer set to go again. Boy, he just wants to deal. He stares into the plate. Here's Gunner's 1-0. That's inside, 2-0.
Ponzer really wanted that pitch.
He
you
did.
Could just tell. Not negative body language by any means, but he just thought he had a strike on Walker.
All right, set to go again as Ponzer comes back, and the pitch almost hit him. It's inside 3-0 there. But, boy, Walker crowding the plate on the inside too. So three balls, no strikes. This is a tough spot for Gunner Ponzer. Base is loaded, and one of the best players in the state, maybe the 3A player of the year at the plate. Here's the pitch right down Main Street for a strike. That's going to be a tough choice. Ryder True, Walker Martin, 3A player of the year, Tate Smith in the mix. I mean, wow. I think that it's Walker Martin for everything that he does, you bet. And Ryder's a junior, by the way. That pitch missed, ball four. RBI walk for Walker Martin. It's 8-4.
Clark, you have one of the best hitters in the state. Base is loaded. And to show the plate discipline he did on that pitch to draw the base on balls, that's pretty special for a high school player.
Yep, no doubt. Plays way beyond his years, no question about it. Arkansas is getting a gem. There's zero question about that. All right, here's Ryder True. Bases remain loaded. Reds lead by four now, and True fouls it off to the right side, out of play. Well, I tell you what, championships hinge on certain plays, and right now you've got the state RBI leader up. Bases loaded. You're already up a four spot. He can make this game kind of get out of sight here if he rips one.
And we forgot to mention Walker Martin did get an RBI on that plate appearance.
No, I got him on that
Oh,
one.
Did you get you, that? You see, bet. I'm out at the beach again,
you
I
bet.
Guess.
Where
here.
Are you? How is that beach out there today? Make sure you put suntan lotion on.
Summer vacation.
Gotcha. I see you back there
summer
with your
summer vacation.
You got your martini.
You know.
You're all set out there. Yep. No balls, two strikes. Here we go. Here's the look in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul outside the bag at third.
Good protect by Ryder on that pitch.
Been a fun year with you, Bruce, man. I really enjoy sitting here calling games with you. And you're a baseball. No matter, I don't care if you got 8 million wins in basketball, you're a baseball guy.
Yeah, I love baseball. And had the same dream as a kid that a lot of these guys on the field.
You bet. Pitch to Ryder True missed there, so it's 1-2. It's a good pitch by Gunnar Ponzer there. Just tried to get him to chase 0-2. Gunnar comes back, and the pitch, did it hit him? No, inside corner struck him out. I thought it hit him.
That's not a good.
Wow. Fans don't like it, that's for
no,
sure.
No, and the fans don't like it, and I think there's reason. It was inside.
All right, we'll come back in a moment. One run, one hit in the fifth. 8-4, Reds in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Hey guys, Brady here from my friends over at Cable's Pub and Grill. For as long as they've been around, you don't need me to tell you everything, but maybe a reminder wouldn't hurt. They have the best daily specials, like all-you-can-eat spaghetti on Mondays for just $5.95, Tuesday's Burger Madness for $9.99, and of course you know all about their happy hour every day from 3 to 6 p.m. where you can enjoy $3 beers. You're thinking about Cables now, aren't you? Check out their full menu, daily specials, and more at CablesPubAndGrill.com. Cables Pub and Grill, where my friends meet.
You want Rockies talk you won't get anywhere else? Rockies Rundown with the voice of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, and me, Tanner Schwinn, brings you a weekly look at the Colorado Rockies, and will feature guests like Rockies manager Bud Black and players and team insiders.
The Rockies still have a ways to go, but I think it's fair to say that there's a freshness, there's a positivity.
Not only is KFK your no-go home for the Rockies, we got you on talk surrounding the team. Rockies Rundown with Jerry Schimmel and me, Tanner Schwinn, Thursdays at 2 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 at 1310kfka.com.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310kfka.
We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning out here at Butch Butler Field, 3A state championship today, the Eden Reds. They just need one win. University needs two today, and right now the Reds in control 8-4, but big third out right there, big third called strike, at least keeps the game within four. Jared McCormick is over at first base.
And Vigorio is in right field.
Again.
Right? Is that correct?
That's where I had him before. I didn't know he moved out of there. But
well, he pointed. Maybe he was pointing to McCormick.
Yeah, probably J-Mac at first.
First.
All right, so Mitch probably done for the day. They'll sit him down in case they need him in game two. Here's the pitch by Tate Smith. That's down low. Garrett Garrison had warmed up earlier.
Well, and Mitch is not necessarily done. He could re-enter.
Pitch on the way here, and that's chop foul. There's True. Is that Ryder True going down to the is that 28?
No.
23. Oh, that's Mitch going down right now. All right. That's Mitch Haythorn.
Yes.
All right. Parker DeSparty at the plate. Pitch to Parker as a ground ball to third. Couple of hops. Be a long throw for Dirk Duncan. It's in the dirt, but Jay Mack digs it out. Wow.
Boy, that's a nice play by Jared McCormick. Just into the game.
Welcome to today's game, Jared McCormick. Yesterday's winning pitcher, and he was lights out yesterday. He's just a senior that's done it quietly behind this incredible group of talent that Eden has. Nobody's talked a ton about McCormick. You said it, Coach, though. A lot of other high schools are looking around going, boy, I wish he was our ace.
Yeah, he's just one of those kids that's on the team that's not underrated by his coaches or teammates.
Sure, sure.
But does not get the attention of some of his teammates.
Cannon Padilla steps in 0 for 2, bounced out to the first baseman and aboard on an error. Here's the pitcher on the way. Padilla was the one that hit the shot off Tate Smith off of his leg earlier, and then Tate threw that ball to the moon at first base afterwards. Riggs Towel out on deck here for University. One out, last of the fifth, 8-4. The Eaton Reds are in front. Big breaking ball, and it fooled him badly, and it's in for a strike. Cannon started to bail left on that one and then really couldn't do anything with it. One ball, two strikes. Smith out of the windup, and the 1-2 pitch fouled away. Good pitch in on the fists of Cannon Padilla that time. Smith set to go again. Ball, two strikes here. Tate looks in to get a sign from his sophomore catcher, Gunnar Duncan. Comes back, and the 1-2 offering was a breaking ball that missed away, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cannon Padilla back into the batter's box. Here we go. 2-2 pitch from Tate Smith. Swing and a miss, and down he goes.
Another terrific breaking pitch by Tate Smith to sit down Cannon Padilla.
Since the double to lead off the third inning to Logan Getting, Tate Smith has held the University Bulldogs without a hit. A couple of errors, got a board and a walk. That's been it. Two outs here in the fifth. Riggs Towel to the plate. Riggs swings and misses. Tried to catch up with a high fastball and couldn't do it.
Well, Riggs battled his way on the mound today. Obviously not as sharp as last week, but persevered and allowed his team to get him back in the game.
Swings through an 0-1 and misses. No balls, two strikes now to Towel. Tate's a pitch away from getting to the dugout right here. Smith stares in to get a sign now from Duncan. Comes back, and here's the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball missed away. So one ball, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning, 8-4 Reds. Just inching closer and closer to lucky number 13. Pitch to the plate again, and the fastball's up, 2-2. Reds trying to beat University for the fourth time this year and the sixth time in a row. Pitch to the plate. Did he go? They'll check down at first base. Yes, sir. He went around, and the Dogs are done in the fifth inning.
Boy, great inning for Tate Smith. Two strikeouts, an easy ground ball to third base.
We head to the sixth inning. Dogs are down to their final six outs, 8-4. Reds in front and in control here at Butch Butler. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
ALLO Communications is looking for new team members to help us bring Greeley into the fiber future. We're building a brand new fiber optic network to deliver unmatched internet, TV, and phone services. But we're aiming to deliver more than just great fiber products. We build fiber to foster growth, support local organizations, and end the digital divide. If you're looking for more than just a paycheck, join a team with a mission. Go to allofiber.com/careers and apply online today.
Hear in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back, folks. Butch Butler Stadium today. It is the 3A State Championship. Gorgeous Saturday in Greeley, Colorado. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. And, Coach, six outs left for the Bulldogs. They've got to make some waves in the last couple. They're down a four spot.
Yeah, well, the first thing they do is they have to shut Eaton down these next two innings. Down by four, they can't allow the Reds to just pad that lead.
Well, Tate Smith, who is on the hill looking for his eighth win of the season, a championship win. He's also 3-for-3 with three RBIs today at the plate.
Yeah, what a day. State championship game on the mound at the plate.
All right, Pons are set to go as he comes back out to work another inning, and that one misses away. A ball and no strikes. Eight runs, eight hits for the Reds. Four runs, four hits for University. Here's the pitch to the plate, and that one fouled away right side. That'll get back and out of play. So a ball and a strike here. The Reds won 11 state titles under historic coach Jim Danley, three-time national coach of the year. That pitch missed outside. Bob Irvin came in for a year, and then Todd Hernandez took over the club 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Here's the look and the pitch by Ponzer. Outside corner for a strike. Of course, Todd got his first championship. That was a big one, too. To get your own, that's a big championship. He got it last year, now he's looking for two in a row. Ponzer comes back, and the 2-2 delivery just missed. It's full. Three balls, two strikes, and Bruce, you said it. They got to, first things first, they got to get off the field.
Yeah, they do. And
here's the 3-2, missed it, ball four.
Good discipline by Tate Smith at the plate. I'm sure they'll get a courtesy runner for him here.
Courtesy runner.
Yeah, Brogan Barr is going to come out and run for him here. So Brogan's at first.
12, Brogan Barr,
what I'd like to know too, Clark, is where is Tate pitch count wise?
Yeah, true. Something we don't
keep it here.
I want to see him go to two outs in the sixth and have to be replaced again because I know you love that.
My pet
got to see it yesterday. So.
That might be my biggest pet peeve of all high school rules.
Here's a throw down to second. They got him by a country mile.
I didn't see Brogan's jump, but it did.
It couldn't have been great because they got him dead to rights.
He had to stumble or slip or something, but they could have counted to two and put the tag on.
It's a good throw by Dalton Yates, too, for the sophomore catcher, but boy, oh boy, it looked like me stealing there. Well, no, I would have been halfway probably. All right.
They'd just be getting the tag on you right now.
Actually, I'd never be going, Bruce. Yep. All right, one ball, no strikes to Dirk Duncan here. Ponzer comes back, and the pitch is in the outside corner for a strike. So that's big for the Dogs. You take care of the runner on the base paths. Now you just need to go get a couple outs here. Duncan called time there, tired of waiting, backed out of the box. Now he's back in. Ponzer kicks and deals, and the pitch waved at and missed by Dirk.
Well, Dirk was he was trying to put a dent in that scoreboard on that swing right there.
One ball and two strikes. Here's the look in the pitch, and that one gets the outside corner, struck him out looking. So two away. Dirk having an 0-for-3 day. And here comes Garrett. Nope, I take that back. Bryce Smith is going to step in here.
For the Reds, number three, Bryce Smith.
Giving Garrett a little rest in case he comes back to the mound.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Pitch by Ponzer, and he overthrows it way outside. It's a ball and no strikes here.
Eaton fans giving a little umpire talk there.
Yeah,
about
that's
that
a little
pitch.
Much, Joe.
Yeah.
Ponzer comes back, and here's the pitch on the way, and he missed it outside. 2-0 now.
I'll tell you what, Yates does a great job, though. On those pitches about 3 inches outside, he does a great job of framing that pitch
sure
back
does.
To the corner.
Pitch on the way to the plate. That's up in the zone. We were talking about just carrying on the tradition of terrific catchers at University. Bo Hawley started as a freshman. Alex Martinez came in middle of his freshman year and took over. And now Yeast, as a sophomore, has all the duties. That's in for a strike.
Well, that's a position on the baseball field that just gives a staff comfort when they know they are solid behind the plate.
3-1 is in for a strike, so strike two here to Bryce Smith. 3-2. Boy, the Dogs would love nothing more than a quick strikeout here, get back to the dugout and try to get a couple runs. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Jinx. True. The truth hurts. All right. Jared McCormick will come up. J-Mac here in the eighth spot.
Yesterday's player of the game.
That is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, right, Bruce?
Yes, sir. Jared McCormick, outstanding performance.
Here's the pitch, and this one popped up behind us foul. If that hits me, let me know.
I think we're safe.
All right, no balls and a strike to McCormick. Here's the pitch to the plate, and he misses outside on it. Bryce Smith down at first, two outs for the Reds, top of the sixth inning, but they own an 8-4 advantage. Ponzer at the belt, comes back to J-Mac, swings and hits a pop-up into shallow center field. Chacon going in, and Tate says, I got it, and he makes the catch for the out. Well, for the Reds in the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, a couple of walks. Caught stealing. They get out of the inning without a run. Gunnar Ponzer does. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Dogs need to do something on offense. They trail 8-4. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
At Butch Butler, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 8-4. Reds in front trying to claim their 13th state championship on the baseball side. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. Don Scott, 40 years out there making that store in Fort Collins the number one store in the region. Then they said, hey, let's take this great model and put it in Loveland. They've done that right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower there in Loveland. It's Fort Collins and Loveland. Amco's got you covered both ways, putting the care back into car care. All right, last of the sixth, Bruce. They need something here. 7-8-9, Weber, Chacon, and Yeast.
Well, the Reds know team's capabilities of coming from behind because they've done it several times.
Sure have.
So there's no relaxation right now in that Eaton Reds dugout.
All right, Connor Weber steps in. Tate Smith deals, and he blows the fastball by him, 0-1.
Boy, Tate is so tough when he comes inside.
Mm-hmm. Weber is struck out and bounced to first. Smith comes back in the pitch to him. He reaches out and pops it up. This is going to be playable and foul grounds for J-Mac. Comes over and makes the catch right in front of the Reds dugout.
Well, it's always nice to be in front of your own dugout because you're getting all that. You got room. And Jared McCormick does a fine job of getting over there for the putout.
Yeah, definitely better to be on your own side than the enemy side, for sure. One away. Well, University fans, you're down to your final five outs right now, trailing by a four spot. Smith set to go. Tate Chacon at the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball. Tate had trouble with the breaking pitch in a previous at bat. He struck out in the second inning, so let's see. It may look like he couldn't catch up to the fastball right there either. Let's see. Tate comes back, breaking ball. He reaches out and hits it to right field. Coming over is Vigoria now, has room and makes the catch for the out. Well, two away. And the Reds inch a little bit closer to a championship trophy.
Number one, Dalton Yeast.
Dalton Yeast with two outs here in the sixth inning. If they get Yeast, the good thing for the Dogs is they'll have the top of the order in the last of the seventh inning. Bad thing is they could be down four runs or more. Here's the pitch to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. Boy, Tate is dealing right now.
Yeah, he is. He's in rhythm. Notice that he's not taking near as long between pitches either.
Yep. 0-1 to Yeast. Smith comes back, swing and a miss at a fastball, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Smith trying to get to the dugout on this pitch with a four-run lead. Timeout called here at home plate by Dalton Yeast. 8 runs, 8 hits for the Reds. 4 runs, 4 hits for University. That's your CNH Solutions scoring summary. Make it 5 hits as Dalton Yeast goes right back up the middle with a base hit.
Right away, Tate, I saw him say, that's on me.
Yep.
Left that pitch up. Dalton Yeast takes advantage and rips it into center field.
Corey Kaler, the courtesy runner.
Corey Kaler will come on. He's a junior. He'll be the courtesy runner. First time we've called his name this year. Well, here's River Jackson. 2-run shot in the second. They could sure use another one right here.
Well, he's cut the lead in half one time today. Chance again to cut the lead in half.
At the belt here and coming to the plate is Smith. And check swing. I don't think he went around. Nope, no way. It's a ball and no strikes. Greg Garza out on deck. 8-4, Reds in front by 4. 2 outs, bottom of the 6th inning here at Butch Butler. Smith comes back, and a pitch on the way missed it away. 2 balls, no strikes.
Not ideal to get behind to a hitter like River Jackson.
Smith comes set at the belt again. Comes back 2-0, and that pitch is up, 3-0. Quick business to get to take care of the first two hitters of the inning, but the Yeast base hit, and now he's 3-0 to Jackson. Throw over to first, and the runner back in. All right, River Jackson back up to the plate. Singled in the first, homered in the second. Bounced to short his last time up, and that's in for a strike. So 3 balls and a strike here. Reds will have Gunnar Duncan at the 9 hole to lead things off in the top of the 7th and back to their top of the order. And the pitch is a breaking ball in on the inside corner for a strike. I think he came with a little slider, and it's a beautiful pitch.
Same pitch, different teams, but same area that Ryder True got rung up on.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Smith trying to get to the dugout here. Payoff pitch coming from the junior. Deal swing and a miss. It got away here from Duncan in the dirt. He'll throw down to first to try and get the speedy River Jackson, and he cannot do it. Boy, J-Mac thought he had him too.
Just too much speed by River Jackson.
Boy, he was motoring.
It's a track guy running to first base right there.
Holy cow. So 2 on now. Second time today that the Bulldogs have put a runner at first on a strikeout.
And what happened on the previous runner to reach?
Came around and scored.
And the next hitter?
Was a gunner. That was the River Jackson home run that Bruce is talking about. Here's the pitch to the plate. Fastball missed away. It's a ball and no strikes. Well, I'm guessing that's Garrett Garrison down in the bullpen.
Yes, it is.
Mitch went down there earlier, but I'm guessing that's 17 down there. Tate comes back to the plate in the pitch here, and that's hit to left field and deep. Going back here is Ryder True. Looks up, has room now, and makes the catch for the out.
Well, Greg Garza gave it a – man, he gave it an attempt, but – flies deep out to left field.
We go to the 7th inning, 8-4. Reds in front trying to win their 13th state championship. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Choosing the right flooring and getting great service is a must when it comes to your home's interior. Since 1988, family-owned and operated West Point Carpet One has been serving the greater Greeley area, offering the finest in flooring and services. Get big box store prices and selection with that all-important small-town customer service. Need some ideas? Visit West Point Carpet One's beautiful showroom or give one of their great consultants a call at 970-673-4220. That's West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, please stop by the Allo store or go to allofiber.com/Greeley.
103.1 FM, K276GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
All right, welcome back here to Butch Butler Field, Greeley, Colorado, 3A state championship today. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. And the Reds, an 8-4 advantage. Well, we talked about the hill that University had to climb coming in today. That hill just got a lot bigger. They have to beat them twice. They're down 8-4 here in the last inning. So,
well, they got three outs to play with, and from the Eaton dugout, they're saying, hey, let's pad it a little bit.
Sure.
It's important for the Bulldogs not to give up any more runs just to give them a chance.
Gunnar Duncan to open up the seventh for the Reds, and Ponzer deals and misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. Set to go again. Gunner comes back, and the pitch is way up and out. Two balls and no strikes here. Reds trying to win their 13th straight game this year. At the end of the season, there's a strike. And that I love symmetry in sports. 13 straight wins would be their 13th state championship. So it all works out. Pitch fouled away at the plate by Gunner. This is Gunner pitching to Gunner. Now, neither one of these guys play basketball. I'd find that hard to believe. What are their parents thinking about? Maybe they figured they were
going to name him Gunner.
Put him on an aircraft carrier. Here's the pitch. Big breaking balls up. Have you ever had a Gunner play for you?
I've not had a Gunner.
How about that? You've had Gunners.
Yes.
But not a guy named Gunner.
Yep. Named Gunner. We've played against some Gunners.
You have.
Yeah, played against a lot of Gunners.
Of course. That one's fouled away right there. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2. Duncan back up to the plate here for the Reds. 3-2 on the way to Gunner. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Big hop for, whoa, came down low to River Jackson, and he makes a good play and throws him out.
Well, half the crowd says great call.
Yeah, other half says terrible.
Oh, no. Man. Tie goes to the runner.
It's the life of an umpire, right? Or an official, let that matter. Ty, Kevin Schaefer just came up with a beauty. Tie goes to the Gunner. All right? Okay. All right. That's one of the best of the day right there. I'll remember that. Here's Benny Richter. Pitch on the way to Richter. In and over for a strike. It's 0-1. Jaden Stone out on deck for the Reds here. 8-4, Reds trying to add to it, like Bruce said. Just get a little bit of insurance here. Pitch is not in for a strike. Boy, I thought that was there.
Little up.
It's 1-1. Richter on the day is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the first, bounced out, struck out, and walked. Then he swings and slaps it foul down the right field side.
Yeah, Benny started things off for the Reds with a sharp, hard-hit single to right center field. Later came around to score.
Yeah, ball and two strikes. It says one on the scoreboard, and that pitch just missed inside, and it's 2-2. Yeah, whoever's manning the board down there, the umpire is trying to do a dance out there and say it's 2-2. Two pitches in a row. Here's the pitch. That's up, 3-2. Now he turns around and flashes it at him. Change it. Wake up down there. 3-2. Ponzer comes back here. Pitch on the way to Richter. Swinging a drive. Left field. Going back for this one is Connor Weber. It's over his head. Going to be up against the fence. At second is Richter, and that's going to do it for Benny. Boy, was Weber playing him shallow.
playing him shallow, and Benny just turned on that and drilled it to the fence.
He gives it this, the pointing. That's not a dab, I don't think, but no. It's close to it. Benny Richter out at second base, demonstrative. That's a big hit for the Reds right there.
Love his energy.
Absolutely.
He has energy when he's at the plate with a runner on third. He shows energy.
So here's Jaden Stone, runner at second and one out for the Reds here in the seventh inning. They already are up 8-4, trying to add to it here. Ponser deals and the pitch is up. It's a ball and no strikes to Stone. One ball, one strike. Gunnar Ponser trying to get his team back to the dugout, down four runs. Try to provide some magic in the bottom of the seventh. That pitch is way up. So two balls, no strikes here to Stone. Walker Martin out on deck here for the Reds. Ponser back 2-0, and that one missed up and out. Three balls, no strikes here. You're simply asking for trouble if you put him on here.
Yeah, you just have to look at that on-deck circle and say, oh, good. I need to try to get this guy.
Yep, or run the other direction. Here's the 3-0, or 3-1, rather. That was a 3-0. It's 3-1 now?
That's right. 3-1. And, you know, the talk in the big leagues, Clark, is going to the robot umpires.
Boo.
That's going to eliminate the given strike on 3-0 counts.
And that pitch down low, ball four.
Yeah, I'm not for that either. But I think it's a matter of time.
Yeah, it probably is. And then 100 years from now, there'll be robot players.
Number 16, Walker.
It'll be the Twilight Zone. Who was that from? From who? From John Beltran. How about that? John Beltran, a longtime broadcaster out here in Northern Colorado, just texted Kevin Schaefer, said, "Ty goes to the Gunner. Nice job. Nice work." Yeah, that's fantastic. It's the best. I got to get something for you on the postgame show because that's the best play of the day. All right, meeting at the mound with Walker Martin to the plate here. Ben Richter, a one-out double. Jaden Stone, the walk here, and Walker Martin trying to deal.
Runners at first and second. One out. Now for the Reds. Shortstop, number 16, Walker Martin.
And we're off.
Why is this not working?
Stone moves up to third. Martin moves.
Are we off? Are we off?
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Hey everybody, this is Sandy with Benchmark Medical Group in Windsor. If you're ready to start feeling better, get rid of those aches and pains, get rid of some excess weight that maybe you've gained in the last year that's been extremely stressful for many, give us a call so we can tell you more about our $99 a month membership program, which includes your nutritional visits plus fitness classes weekly. We start our patients out with a comprehensive blood analysis. It's called specialty testing. It's not like your regular physical. These tests are very specific to find markers factors inhibiting your ability to lose weight. Why is your metabolism slow? That's what we uncover. Is there a history of heart disease, diabetes? Is there a history of thyroid disease in your family? We go to uncover what exactly is going on, figure out how many carbs, fats, and proteins that you should be eating to effectively lose weight. If you're interested and would like to learn more about our $99 a month membership program, please go to our website, benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, and hit the contact us button, and we'll set you up with a consultation.
Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're back at Butch Butler. Technical difficulties kind of got in the way right there, and we missed a Walker Martin double down the right field line. That gives him 53 ribbies on the year, ties him with Ryder True for the stated lead here as we're coming to the end of the year. But here's Ryder True with runners at second and third, a chance to go get his lead back. And the pitch outside corner struck him out. Two away.
Boy, Ryder has just had some tough luck on called third strikes today.
Oh, he has. So two away, and Tate Smith is going to come to the plate. It's 9-4 now, Reds lead with the Walker Martin double, the eye double. And Tate Smith, who's 3-for-3, three singles, a walk, three ribbies today. Ground ball to third off the glove of Cannon Padilla, and it caroms to River Jackson. That's going to be a base hit.
A base hit and an RBI for Tate Smith.
Four big ribbies today for Tate, plus he's going to get the win. Walker Martin has four hits today, a home run and a double. Boy, you choose the Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game. I got to go Tate. Walker was our player of the week last week. It's always a grab bag for the Reds. You get to the end of the game and you go.
I would love to have them both on my team,
yeah,
Clark.
I'm telling you.
Man. If I'm first captain, first pick, you flip a coin. So 10-4 lead.
Yeah, big lead here. Big two runs for the Reds. Right now, even if they stop it, stop the bleeding here, they got to come up with a six spot in the bottom of the seventh. Ponser deals, and the pitch to Duncan is in on the outside corner for a strike.
That plate has gotten a little wider here.
We got to be... We've got to be looking at what, about 2.5, 2.35 for this game so far?
Yeah, 2.5 right now.
Boom.
2.31.
Not quite done yet, but the Reds are on the verge of their 13th state title. Here's the pitch on the way to Duncan, and he missed it outside. It's one ball and one strike. How loud would the crowd be if it was tied? One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Duncan swings and hits one to right field. That's going to be Logan Getting towards the foul line, and he makes the catch for the out, and the Reds are done. But a big two runs right there on three hits, a Walker Martin RBI double, a Tate Smith RBI single. We go to the bottom of the seventh. The Dogs need some magic. They're down six. It's 10-4 Eaton. Coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th. This iconic event will feature award-winning PRCA Pro Rodeos, concerts, demolition derby, the carnival, and plenty of family fun. The music lineup includes the great Brad Paisley, John Party, rock legend Stone Temple Pilots, plus Cole Swindell, Jordan Davis, and Jeremy Camp. Get your tickets now at GreeleyStampede.org or call 356-7787.
Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning out here at Butch Butler Stadium, Butch Butler Field, whatever you want to call it. But what this field is going to do is going to produce the 13th state championship for the Reds, unless the Bulldogs can score six times, Bruce.
Tough task. Tate Smith on the mound. You got Garrett Garrison in the wing. You got Mitch Haythorn, if you would need him.
And if you did, just saying, if you came back with a colossal comeback, then you'd have to turn around and beat him again.
Yes. Tough task, but boy, have the Bulldogs competed today.
Absolutely. They get their 3-4-5 here, too. Tate Smith trying to go the distance. Pitch to Logan Getting is down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Getting to Sparty Padilla. 10-4 Reds lead, state championship on the line here. Pitch is fouled back against the screen. I didn't duck that time. That was good.
Well, getting with a hard hit double at his second plate appearance between two strikeouts.
Smith comes back, and here's the pitch to Getting. Swing and a ground ball to first. Jared McCormick goes to the bag, and the Reds are two outs away from a state championship.
Yeah, I think they're kind of sniffing it right now, Clark.
There is no doubt about it. Just taking care of business. It's what they've done all year, these Eaton Reds. About ready to put another championship up there, and my goodness gracious. Seems so many sports at Eaton produce so many state titles. Here's the pitch. DeSparty takes high for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Well, in between these two teams, Clark, University had back-to-back titles. Now Eaton's going to have back-to-back titles.
Yep.
Wow.
Good point.
What a dominance in this area, in the Patriot League, and just overall. Bulldogs have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. They've competed well.
Here's the look and the pitch again. That one fouled away. Well, Mark Knutson, where is your Metro League right now? They're on a bus back in Denver, last I saw. So, yep. Mark and I have this, well, Mark and a bunch of us at KFK have this argument. He says Metro's the best conference for baseball. Not anymore.
It's not even close.
Anymore. Swing and a miss right there. No. Down goes DeSparty. So two outs. There's two down. We're one out away from an Eaton championship. Congratulations to the University Bulldogs, too, by the way. And we'll talk about that on the postgame show. But they have nothing to hold their head about. They have been fantastic all year. Just like Bruce said, they won two titles. The Reds are going to get their two here. Sit down six. Not quite over yet, but we're right on the verge. Tate deals. And Padilla, ground ball to shortstop. It's going to be cut off by Duncan. Over to first, in time, and the Reds are 2022 state champions.
Let the celebration begin, Clark. Great play by Dirk Duncan to end of the game. And the dog pile behind the mound, and congrats, Reds.
No question about it. The Reds get the victory, their 13th state championship. They win that 10-4. I was trying to dig my phone out to get the dog pile picture behind the mound. Great stuff for the Reds, no doubt about it. Folks, we're not going to have a Red on the postgame show, but listen to Clark and the coach this week. We're going to have a room full of them coming up this week on the show. So congratulations again to the Reds, 13th state championship, the second for Todd Hernandez. We'll come back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back here to Butch Butler. Kevin Schaefer taking apart the stuff right now. Yeah, Kevin, you can unplug us completely. We're all good. Back out here at Butch Butler, we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Check them out at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt, at number 970-834-2132. The Eaton Reds are 2022 state champions, hoisting the trophy right now, Bruce, at home plate. That's very cool.
That's just a great moment. One that's just very difficult to explain the feelings for all the players, coaches, and the parents involved.
Reds win it 10-4 today. Final totals for the game for the championship: 10 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors for the Reds. 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Dogs. The winning pitcher, Tate Smith, gets his 8th win of the year, and our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, Tate Smith. Walker Martin is the B. He gets the he gets the co-award, I guess you'd call it. But Tate Smith, certainly our player of the game. Tate had 4 hits today and a walk. He was on every time. He had 4 RBIs, and he gets the win on the hill.
And he gets the win on the hill.
Wow.
Just had his stuff going. Once he got in the rhythm after the early 4 runs, he was just so good.
No doubt about it. And Walker Martin, just to show how tough it is sometimes to pick that player, Walker, 4-for-4, home run double, a walk for him as well. Both of those guys, they were up 10 times. They never got one of them out.
Man.
Amazing.
This team is just so much fun to watch.
Boy, that's for
because
sure.
Because the unexpected happens. If somebody doesn't come through, somebody always has their back. And they just do it in so many different ways.
All right, let's get to our Journey Homes play of the game, and it was a dandy. I've really not seen anything like it, and it happened. Journey Homes, of course, Northern Colorado's number one builder, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range for all they do. Go to journeyhomes.com, and it was a ball that Dirk Duncan hit on a line to second base, and Greg Garza dove. He deflected it off his glove. I don't think there's no way it was on purpose, but it deflected off his glove right to second base where River Jackson was, and they turned two.
And they turned two, and it was a big double play at that time of the game to keep the Bulldogs within striking distance and not allow Eaton to pad their lead even more.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So congratulations to both teams, the University Bulldogs, for a sensational season for Casey Miller and his guys. No question about it. They end up the season 24-6 on the year, and they're the state runner-up. And for the Eaton Reds, 28 wins, 2 losses this year, and they are the 2022 state champion, second time in a row for the Red State Championships, and 13 overall.
Yeah, Casey Miller does such a great job. And, hey, I know that runner-up feeling several times. So it's nothing like the feeling of the opposition. But when you look back and reflect, it's so difficult to get to the state championship. And congratulations to him and the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
and
for Todd Hernandez, the Reds coach, of course, his second title. All they've done is won 50 of their last 53 ball games under Coach Hernandez. So congratulations to the Eaton Reds. Tune in to Clark and the Coach, 11 o'clock on KFKA this week. It's going to be a celebration of Eaton Reds and this baseball dynasty, no question about it. Reds win this one 10-4 today. Thank you to Ryan Kelly for jumping in and producing this thing today. And, Bruce, thanks, man, for coming out. It's been a sensational year with you.
It's been a lot of fun. We've had some terrific contests, Clark, and it's just fun to watch the terrific young men playing the great sport of baseball.
Absolutely. For everybody else, drive home. Thanks for being with us this year on Preps Radio and throughout the playoffs as well. Eaton Reds, your 2022 state champions. Congratulations to the Pinstripes of Eaton. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And thank you, Clark.